following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Fay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Same heart, same people, new name. Because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected to broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Fay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, care in common.
By Macon Trust, come grow with us.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Fresh starts. We all like them. They're a chance to start over, a chance to move forward freely. As 2025 has given way to 2026, many people feel that sense of newness. And it's doubly so for the basketball teams of District 7A, who get to put behind their November and December work and move into January in conference play at 0-0. To begin the district slate, the Black, Purple, and Gold will get a visit from their neighboring county K-9 counterpart rivals who've left Red Bull and Springs and come to Joe Sims Gym. Matt Walker and his 8-5 Lady Dogs welcome Tara Pryor and her 5-6 Red Ladies as Rob Edwards and the 7-6 Dogs face Dustin McKinney and his 2-7 Pack of Hounds. It's always a fun time in the Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Park City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their compassion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. Besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Pounds of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Heritage Springs.
Jones Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Macon Bacon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Lake County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready to tip off Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome in to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our 8th basketball broadcast of the season. For the 6th time this year, we're high top Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and once again, I'll be running the camera and calling the action for you throughout the evening. I'll be joined by Joe Sims himself and Doug Strong. Joining me right now is a man who I hope we've got full access to. Last time we broadcast, we were swapping headsets, hopefully 3 working microphones tonight. He keeps everything going around here. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver. And it's my understanding you do have a new one, right?
Yeah, we hope to get it all tuned in here tonight. May have some volume issues trying to get this all equal, but hopefully not too bad. And, yeah, you're right. It's good to be back for our first broadcast of the new year and for the start of District 7A play here against Red Bowling Springs. Nothing like conference action, Daniel, and we're here for it again.
Absolutely. And, you know, every game that you play in the conference is a rivalry game. This one's certainly no different with Red Bowling Springs.
But you know, we wouldn't be here in the new year without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough. And a special shout-out to Wellworth Bank, our presenting sponsor of this basketball season. We can't thank them enough for getting on board and sticking with us through the end. And special, and of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. That headline in the paper this week, which is out on racks right now, will be in your mailbox tomorrow, reads, Clay County teams finish holiday action with splits at Harriman. The story talks about how both teams wrapped up their holiday action by splitting a pair of games here at the Harriman Christmas Classic last week. The Lady Bulldogs got to 8-5 on the season by first beating Scott High 57-51 and then falling to Kingston 65-57, while the Bulldogs followed suit and ran their record to 7-6 when they knocked off McMahon Central 50-45 and then lost to Sunbright 71-70 in overtime. Against Scott, Ella Eats, Natalie Smith, and Halen Garrison all had 15 each before Garrison dropped 19 and Eats 15 in the loss to Kingston. Then on the boys' side, Cole Leeds had 13. Both Nolan Adams and Warner Mountain had 12 each against McMinn Central. And then Eads led all scorers with 22, and three other Bulldogs joined him in double figures as Adam had 16, Melton 12, and Jake Copeland 10 in that loss in that tournament. But four good games for Clay County, competitive losses and then pretty good wins.
Yeah, I was on hand for all four of them, and very similar, like you said. The first day, both close wins, hard fought, particularly the boys on that first day, really close game with McMinn Central. Then that second day, Sunbright and Kingston, they just shot lights out. Of course, the boys' game went to overtime, and just two good competition, exactly what we wanted going up to Harriman.
No doubt, hopefully it carries over into district play and fine-tunes these teams for that. Folks, pick up a copy of this week's paper for that full story we just went through, and then also next week for coverage of the District 7A opener that we're getting ready for here between Clay County in Red Bowling Springs.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Big news coming from Twin Links. Introducing Tri-Lite Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Links Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names: Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Back Home Electric Girls 7A update. Of course, a lot of action taking place over these last couple of weeks, including Christmas tournaments for all teams. I don't have specific scoring, just some overall marks, Coach Sims, on what took place over the last couple of weeks. Pickett County, 4-4 over the holiday break, include most recently a 90-41 win over South Pittsburgh on Saturday. But we're fixing to find out more about Pickett County. Of course, tonight they're hosting Cumberland County, but still not very strong record on the season.
Well, no, they're like 4-8, I think. They'll probably get beat again tonight against a pretty good Cumberland County team, I think. But I still think, you know, they're probably better than anybody in this district except maybe Gainsborough. But we'll see. You know, they're scoring a lot of points when they do get beat. You know, like I said, they played Smith County twice, and Blackman. They did beat Oakland. They're not evidently too good, and I don't know who they play in all these tournaments, but, yeah, I look for them to be good.
Of course, you know, the two big returning starters, we know Addie Lowe and Zoe Nicholson both coming back. Of course, a new coach in Burtstown, and always a learning curve there. She's a veteran of the area. They played at Clark Range, I think?
Yeah, I think I coached against her back my second stint there sometime. She's a Cooper, I think, and her and another one of Lamar's old players, they were his assistants last year.
Okay.
And she was the blonde-headed. There's one dark-headed, one blonde-headed. This is the blonde. But she applied for the job, and they got it. You know?
Well,
so,
we'll be seeing them soon enough for sure. Talking about the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range, really down this year over the holiday break. They went 3-4 during their seven games. Most recently, they did have a 63-27 win out of Gospel Christian Academy out of Kentucky. That was on Saturday, but 3-4 over the break for the Lady
Buffs.
Yeah,
I think they were about 500 overall, maybe 8-9 or 9-9, something like that. Played a lot of games, but they hadn't really beat, I don't think, anybody real good.
Right.
You know?
Should be two games. Obviously, you know, we're never going to underestimate Clark Range and Pickett County, but two winnable games for Clay County this year.
Clark Range, I think it. I don't know about that. I got to see them. You know, they're, like I said, I think they're a whole lot better than their record is now. Clark Range, if we play, you know, I think we will beat them.
The hottest team in the district, you could say, Jackson County, Coach Brown and his ladies, 4-1 over the holiday break. Most recent win Saturday, they played Livingston, beat them 57-39. They're sitting at 9-5 on the season, and it'll be Clark Range hosting Jackson County tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jackson County will take care of them, I think, you know. You say it's at Clark Range or at Jackson County?
At Clark Range, we know the difficulty.
That'll help Clark Range, but still, I think Jackson County will take care of them. Their record was kind of around 500 there for a while, but they played some really tough teams, too.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, he don't shy away from nobody. And, you know, he knows it'll make him better. And you know.
Red Bull and Springs, 0-2. Now, they may have played in some holiday classics. I didn't see evidence on Coach T of it. They did play last night, and here's an interesting number. A 45-50 loss to Gordonsville for these Red Lady Dogs. Pretty impressive loss there.
Yeah.
Gordonsville beat us a lot more than that.
Yeah, a whole lot.
We played bad that night, obviously.
Yeah, we played first half. I don't know if we could have played any worse. But, yeah, that's a good showing. You know, Gordonsville's, they're strong, you know, and they go down there and wherever it's at, just lose by five. That's a good game for them.
Going to be interesting to see as this one gets going, just how good these Red Ladies are. Of course, Clay County, Thomas talked about it before this segment, 3-1 over the last couple of weeks. So tonight's action, Clay County hosting Red Bull and Clark Range hosting Jackson County, Pickett hosting Cumberland County. Those overall records we alluded to, the Lady Buffaloes, as Coach Sims said, 8-9 on the season. Red Bull and Springs, 5-6. Jackson County, 9-7. Clay County, 8-5. And Pickett County, 5-9. Girls 7A Update's been brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more. From your local licensed and insured electrician, count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network in front of this District 7A contest. We're going to wrap up this H&H Charter and Equipment Parts pregame show with Tipsy's final take. Last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, familiar foe, first time meeting this year. Only a seven lady team, Fred Bowen Springs, but that don't mean anything. That's about all body plays anyway.
Yeah, it is. Larry White, he coached for 40 years over there and seldom ever had more than 7 or 8. He always done pretty good, you know, so. Yeah, you don't normally go past 7 anyway, or I never did, you know. So they can all play. That's fine. But
what do you think about this one?
Well, coming over here, I felt pretty good until I found out they just lost by 5 to Gordonsville last night. Now I'm kind of concerned, you know. They'll match up with us size-wise anyway, because we don't have any size. They don't either. So I guess it's whoever's shooting the ball the best. You know, don't turn it over. Take care of business. I still feel like at home, you know, we'll take care of them, but we'll see.
Thomas, one thing that's been on my mind lately, you've got Natalie Smith, Ella Eads and Helen Garris, and all of them sitting around that 15 points a night. Have they got three defenders that they can stick on all three and shut all of them down?
Yeah, I don't know that they do. I think they've got two really solid players in Riley Bray and Zoe McDuffie. That's for sure, one guard, one post, but that's not enough to shut all three down, Daniel.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the strength of this Lady Dog team, the outside scoring threat.
She's played 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
She can play.
Yeah, there are no doubt some quality players on this Red Bull and Springs team. Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Tyler Edwards welcoming everyone here to Joe Sims Gym. The flag has been dropped. It is time now to go to break for the playing of the national anthem.
You're watching a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Belle Isle Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Carrying confidence, same heart, same people, new name. Because you're well worth a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, carrying common.
By Make 'em Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
By Dale Hollow One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, it is time for the Gone Country Cafe Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. Red Bull and Springs head coach Tara Pryor, her fourth season leading Red Bull. They are the visiting team tonight, wearing those gray visiting jerseys, red numerals on them, trimmed in white. 5-6 record this year, 0-0 in District 7A play. Two-game losing streak coming into this contest. Starting for Red Bull and Springs, the junior number 11, Sydney Massengill. Junior number 23, Ellie Jenkins. Junior number 32, Allie Bates. Sophomore number 10, Zoe McDuffie. And the sophomore number 14, Riley Bray. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs home team tonight here in Joe Sims Gym, of course. White home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Head coach Matt Walker, 10th season overall. 201 wins to 99 losses, 8-5 record this year, 0-0 in District 7A play. They do ride a one-game losing streak into this contest after losing to Kingston during the Herman Christmas Classic. Starting for Clay County, junior number 3, Natalie Smith. Junior number 11, Helen Garrison. Senior number 23, Baylor Walden. Senior number 24, Ella Eads. And a sophomore number 44, Kalia Crawford. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials to 2 p.m., extended hours to 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Been a long wait, guys. Probably late February of last year, the last time we played a conference bowl. Time to change that. Here we go, Clay County and Red Bullin.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know, especially two neighboring county rivalries getting together here tonight.
Clay County going to control the opening tip. Natalie Smith tips it back to Ella Eads. Ella steps across the timeline into the Lady Bulldog front court. And here we see the offense start to operate. Natalie with it out top. She's defended by Massengill. And now a travel call on Ella Eads. A lot of feet shuffling lately on catches, it seems
like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just in different games, not just Clay County games. Red Bull now working against some pressure. They do beat the pressure without a lot of trouble. Red Bull and Springs shooting at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Deep ball banked in off left block.
I think that's McDuffie, Daniel.
McDuffie, number 10. I have a hard time seeing those red numbers on those gray jerseys.
They're hard to pick out.
sophomore, number 10, Zoe McDuffie, makes it 3-0 for Red Bull. And bear with us as we learn the Red Lady Dogs. Natalie with it, extended top of the key, backs up to the volleyball line, now works with a Walden screen, kicks it back to Crawford at right wing. Kalia going to drive. She's playing very confidently lately and scores off right block. Kalia Crawford just really starting to blossom.
Yeah, she's really improved.
6:40 and ticking first quarter. Red Bull and up 3-2. Crawford with a steal. She's always had great defensive effort, and there it shows on that play with the takeaway. Gives it to Eads, out of the hoop. She scores off the glass, 4-3. Here's some more pressure. Garrison chasing the ball on the inbound. Garrison and Crawford with a trap. Red Bull and Springs works out of it, though. Red Lady Dogs now with it on their end. McDuffie out top. She'll be defended by Crawford. Massengill sets up at right wing. Now I guess that's Bray with it. Yeah, left wing. 2 minutes into this contest, 6-minute mark.
Here's Bray, Daniel, to match up with Baylor Walden, the senior.
Okay, Bray wearing 14.
They're really not running any kind of a post offense right now. They're running a five out with a cutter, kind of like a flex almost.
Yeah, that kind of surprises me with Riley Bray in the middle. She's pretty good in the paint.
Yeah, I think they posted her up, but.
Posted at the high post now, has it on the elbow into the paint against Walden, tied up by Eads in a jump ball. Hopefully a big call, and they may call a foul.
No, it's a jump.
Good.
They got Earl.
Ella doing a good job collapsing in with the double team.
And that may be the plan from Coach Walker, is to double every time she catches it.
Red Bull on the inbound. Possession arrow was in their favor. Bray out top, kicks it to McDuffie. Now another three taken by McDuffie, and it's good. McDuffie with all six of Red Bull's points, and they lead 6-4, 5:15 mark here. Natalie kicks to Halen. Halen thought about a shot, drives inside, steps back, now fires the three, just a little short. Rebound to Ella. Eads with it in the corner. Bounced it off of Allie Bates, and it's Clay County ball.
I don't want to think. We'll have to guard that one girl.
For sure. Zoe McDuffie may have been the freshman MVP last year.
I think you're right, Daniel, and that was after having a really good eighth grade season.
For sure.
Prior to it.
Walden misses on a three. Rebound Crawford gives to Smith. Natalie misses on a three. Rebound this time. Bray. Bray kicks to McDuffie. McDuffie in a trap. Works it across court to Jenkins. First time we've called her name. Now back in the hands of McDuffie. Good matchup between her and Crawford, both of them sophomores.
And you see that Coach Walker jumping the trap there, trying to get it out of the hands of McDuffie, Coach.
Yeah, that'll make her give it up.
Ella called for her first personal foul, first team foul. 4:36 mark of this first half. Red Bowen with the 6-4 lead. Red Bowen being smart with the ball. Good shot there. Going to be a little short, though. Rebound Crawford. Shot was taken by, well, I thought it was McDuffie, but I'm not sure. And now a foul called against Red Bull and Springs, number 32, Allie Bates, a junior for the head coach, Tara Pryor.
I think it was 11, Sydney Massengill, with the last attempt for the Red Lady Dogs.
I saw the one, but wasn't sure on the second numeral, so 11 instead of 10.
They're nearly impossible to see.
Yeah, I had some glasses brought to me yesterday that, and from a distance they weren't good. The stuff up close was fuzzy, so maybe I need to wear them when we call games. Maybe I can see the numbers better. We'll try that next time out. Clay County trying for a bucket here and a jump ball call.
Should be our ball.
So a layup from Crawford, a layup from Ella, that's the 4 points that Clay County has. Red Bull and six has come from a pair of McDuffie three-pointers. Clay County in empty possession this trip. Red Bull and pressing ahead into the paint. Bates can't hang on, and it goes out of bounds. 3:52 mark of this first quarter. Low scoring affair, 6-4. Red Bull in 1-3 in their last four contests, including a loss to Monroe County, Kentucky, and a pair of losses to Gordonsville. The win came over F.C. Boyd Sr.
Two on that girl.
Allie Bates picks up her second.
Yeah, Coach Pryor really can't afford to get in any foul trouble with this roster. She has seven players on her roster.
Garrison with the inbound. It's kicked, I thought, by Jenkins. No whistles blow, so it must have been the hand instead of the foot that made the contact. Three-ball shot by Bray. No good. Walden the rebound. Baylor with it. Bounces it out to Natalie. Here we come the other way. 3:23 and ticking first quarter. Clay County looking for a bucket here and a tie, perhaps a lead with a three-pointer. Lady Dogs trailing 6-4. Garrison with the drive. Couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound, Red Boylan. McDuffie passes to the wing.
Massengill.
So it did. I thought so. So she's got the dark, long ponytail. I tell you, I got to try to learn the girls by their hair sometimes if I can't tell the numbers. Maybe it's just Ben Thomas. Can you see those numbers, Coach?
No, I can't see numbers.
Okay, I just making sure.
I might see less than y'all can.
Red Bullin on the inbound, 2:50 and ticking here, first quarter.
Really?
Loose ball picked up by Natalie Smith.
If they're still, I can see them all right. But
Natalie going to back out, gives to Crawford, swung to Garrison. Halen, three ball right side, no good. Rebound Ella, power dribble, put back by Eads. No, she loses the handle on a jump ball call. It was Massengill who reached in there and tied up Hella for the ball. Brooklyn Scott going to check in.
If it had been two or three years ago before I got my cataract fixed, I couldn't even see the number on it.
2:30 mark of this first quarter, 6-4. Red Bullin with the two-point lead. Bray with it. Gives off to McDuffie. McDuffie shoots, misses. What? Rebound Garrison. A couple of Red ladies are behind the ball, so a 5-on-3 here. Smith with it. Baseline jumper. No good. Clay County taking good shots.
Yeah, we got to get one to fall.
Double dribble called against Jenkins. And a timeout taken by Coach Pryor. 2:08 mark of the first. We'll take a break with them. Red Bull in lead 6-4.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, carrying common. Slow start to this one. Red Bull Springs leads Clay County 6-4. A little over 2 minutes left here in the first quarter, Daniel.
You described it, Thomas, a slow start. Not a bad game. Neither team just sitting in the woods on fire right now. Eads with it. Baseline drive. Ella looking to tie. Does so. Give
nice
Eads
shot.
4 points. Here's that backcourt pressure. So far, Ribbon doing a good job with it.
Yeah.
Now they have a turnover because of the pressure. Sped them up.
Yeah.
Tyler Adams checking in. Clea Crawford checking out. Coach Walker's kind of got into this sub-rotation with Scott and Adams for Walden and Crawford. And it seems to be working out pretty good.
Yeah, he's going 7-8.
Minute 40 and ticking, first quarter, tie ball game. First District 7A contest of the year for both of these squads. Eads to the hoop, give it to her. Ella now starting to take over. Has six of Clay County's eight. Minute 25 left in the first. Red Bull across the timeline. McDuffie to the hoop, shot up good off the glass. She's trying to match Eads and pretty much doing so for her squad.
Yeah, all 8 points for Zoe McDuffie in this contest so far.
No doubt she's solid. Is she what you'd call a legacy player, too, Red Bullin? Is her people from over that way?
I'm sure they are, but I don't know who they are. I know the one little girl, Massengale, I guess.
Right.
Her mama was a really good player.
Yeah. Of course, she had an older sister, maybe Bailey, that played a few years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Garrison, three ball right side in there. Garrison gets her first to go. Last time out against Kingston, she was 5 of 7 from behind the arc. I think 1 of 3 so far tonight. Under a minute to play, first quarter, 11-8. Here's a takeaway. Natalie Smith says, I'll take that. Jump ball called. Several of those have been called tonight. Kind of like that, though, kind of letting them play physical at the point of contact. Possession arrow favors Clay County. 40 seconds and ticking. Lady Dogs up 11-8. I guess I'll have to specify which Lady Dogs I mean tonight in this battle of the Bulldogs. Smith of the rack misses the shot, and a foul called against Jenkins over the back. Tyler Adams doing a good job of getting positioning. Don't have season totals with me tonight. We'll have those on the next broadcast, but Adams, one of those who off the bench is averaging around 3 rebounds a game. Works hard when she's in there. Has it on them out. Gets the Garrison. Heat check here from her.
Yeah,
hits it.
Shot.
Garrison, and I'm telling you, as good as they come when she gets in the zone.
Yeah, she is.
22.6 seconds left in the quarter, and Thomas, just like that, with the back-to-back threes, we're up 14-8, and it feels a little different.
Yeah, it does, and, you know, it was a tie ball game before that, and, you know, Garrison's a difference maker when it comes to outside shooting.
A difference maker in the hands of Ribbon Springs now is Massengill has it. She's, ooh, I started to say scores off that puck, missed the shot. Rebound put back good. Allie Bates gets the bucket to go. 5 seconds left in the quarter, 14-10, 3 seconds. Garrison with it. 1 second, going to have to shoot. Dribbles it out. Lost track of time. First quarter ends. Clay County, the 4-point lead over Ribbon Springs, 14-10.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 14-10, headed into the second quarter of this girls' game. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, Ella Eads, Halen Garrison, both with a half dozen for Clay County in the first quarter. Clea Crawford has the other two, so 6-6-2 for the Lady Dogs. Zoe McDuffie had all 8 of Red Bull and Springs points until Allie Bates scored the last 2 for the Red Lady Dogs to cut it to 4. It's 14-10. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. The Getting Place, serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store. Yeah.
14-10. Clay County taking back over after Ribbon Springs had the empty possession to open the quarter. Lady Dogs working at the hoop to our left here. Natalie Smith across the timeline. She's defended by Massengill. Smith uses a Crawford screen, works to the right, gets to the elbow, now into the paint, shot up, no good, but goes to the free throw line.
We've seen that quite a bit. The kind of identity of this offense has been that high ball screen when the teams play man-to-man against Clay County, hadn't any coach. Hoping to drive, kick out to one of the shooters, or finish.
Yeah, we're pretty good off the dribble. You know, Ella and Natalie and Baylor sometimes, they can all go off the bounce.
Missed the first, hit the second, makes it 15-10. McDuffie bounces ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins now gives back to McDuffie, who's defended by Tyler Adams. Tyler with a tough draw on the sophomore McDuffie. Does a good job with it, though. Adams comes up with a steal. Great job by Tyler.
Good defense.
Now Clay County coming back the other way, looking to build on this five-point lead, 15-10. Three-ball Crawford in the corner, a little wide of the mark. Rebound by Bray. Here's the pressure.
Back.
Massengill presses ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins cross court. Here's the takeaway. Smith uses her link. Got in the passing lane. Pulls down the steal. Kicks to Kalia. Now back to Halen. Pass never got to Garrison. Taken back away by Jenkins. And now a foul going to be called against Crawford. Kalia's first. Red Bowling with the ball, looking to cut it to a one-possession game, and they do so. Bray off right block, her first points, I believe. 15-12, Clay County up by three. Crawford to Garrison. Garrison at that right spot where she's hit two, well defended. McDuffie comes out on her, forces her to give it up to Smith.
Looks like Red Bowling dropped back into 2-3, Coach.
Yeah, they are.
Smith out top. Garrison comes out. Walden as well. Baylor now with it. She swings to Crawford. Inside to Smith. Back out to Kalia in the corner. Clay County just working against this 2-3 zone. Looking to swing the perimeter. Here's the steal. Garrison has it knocked away by McDuffie. McDuffie to the rack. She misses the shot. Baylor the rebound. Walden going to be fouled. 5:48 mark of the second. Ella Eads with a rare breather on the bench. She doesn't come out much. She's going to check back in. Now Garrison going to check out, so going to rotate through the yards here, I guess, and get them a quick breather, drink of water, and back at it.
Yep.
5:40 and ticking, 15-12. Three-point lead by Clay County. Eads, baseline pass to Smith. Nice entry pass. Good finish. That's tough.
Yeah, that's that play they run all the time against the 2-3.
Good assist from Eads. Good finish by Natalie.
That's the same play they used to run to Tyreek, and he'd tear it down.
Yeah, a little different finish, wouldn't it? Of course, we'll be talking about Tyreek on the local sports lowdown. He's tearing it up in the G League
right
now.
Yeah, he's doing good. I watched him play on TV a couple of games this other day.
Walden with it, left wing, drives, loses the handle. Red Bull and getting the hand on the ball. Red Ladies back with it. They trail by five. 5 minutes left in this second quarter. Massengill, right wing, fires the three. No good. Rebound Ella Eads. Ella being harassed, gives it to Baylor. Baylor to Tyler. Tyler across the timeline, kicks to Natalie. Natalie fires the three. No good. Rebound Red Bowling. Stepping on the baseline, I thought, but they're going to call a foul against Crawford. Kind of tiki-tacky.
No, I think they just called out of bounds.
Okay. The Red Bull and ball, all right.
Yeah, he didn't turn those numbers in or anything.
Right, no foul.
I think Crawford touched it when she was standing on the baseline.
Must have been it. McDuffie across the timeline out of a trap. Now she steps on the sideline. It was Tyler Adams pressuring her out of bounds. Good job by the freshman.
Tyler's playing good.
Yeah, you know, a defensive specialist, we would call her right now. She just don't have to be a scorer on this particular team, but pretty good with the ball in her hands on offense, too.
Yeah.
4:25 and ticking. 17-12. Clay County the five-point lead. Natalie Smith out top, joining her on the floor. Brooklyn Scott, Tyler Adams, Helen Garrison, Clea Crawford, Smith, three ball, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Jenkins. Clay County going to maintain possession.
What? Zella getting foul trouble?
No. No foul trouble for anybody.
Back out again, that's surprising.
Yeah, not really seen Coach use that rotation where Ella's the one that's out much. Maybe a little under the weather, and we just don't know about it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Garrison with it, right wing. halfway through this second quarter. Coach Edwards sends in the, not Coach Edwards, Coach Walker rather, sends in the instructions. Gives to Tyler. Tyler back to Halen. Halen firing deep right wing. Misses everything. Airballs it. Crawford with the save. Natalie hustles over to get the loose ball. And that's something that has improved some offensive rebounding for the Lady Dogs, creating second chance opportunities.
Yeah, good transition here for Coach Fryer. I think this zone kind of has Clay County on their heels at this point,
well,
doesn't it, Coach?
Yeah, we're not doing much, don't seem like.
No. You know, you talked earlier about the penetration kind of making this go. This is how you shut it down, I guess.
Garrison in the corner. Magda Smith out top. Swung to Tyler. She drives to the free throw line. Kicked it back out. And now whistles blow. Three seconds. Calling Brooklyn Scott. 3:08 mark here as Red Bull takes back over. Low scoring game. 17-12. Of course, that's kind of, you know, you sit and look at these scores that Red Bolin has posted. And I'm not so much talking about theirs, but what they allow their opponents to do. No opponent has scored a lot, just calling off opponent scores. 42, 22, 61, 43, 40, 39, 47, 50, 32, 55, and 50. So, you know, 50 is a big number to score against these Red Lady Dogs.
Well, they play good defense, then they're real deliberate when they've got the ball, too, you know, taking some time off every possession.
Kind of a ball control offense. Sometimes talk more about it in football, but that's exactly what they do here in basketball.
Yeah, and it's kind of that, no really other way to describe it, but kind of an ugly type game they drag you into.
Yeah.
You know, tie up balls, jump balls, and try to create a few turnovers. And at this point, you know, we've got 5 points scored in the second quarter, guys.
17-12 right now. 5 points is the difference. 2:40 and ticking here in this second quarter. Ella Eads back in action out top. Original five starters on the floor. That's Eads, Garrison, Smith, Crawford, and Walden. Crawford over to Natalie in the corner. Pass just sailed on Kalia Little.
Yeah.
Went off the fingertips of Natalie and out of bounds. 17-12, kind of a football score here.
It is. See Coach Walker going with the full court pressure here, trying to speed this game up a little.
And Red Bull's done a pretty good job of that. Some turnovers on it, but Jenkins now in the paint. Two looks at it, can't get it to go. Walden pulls down the rebound. Ella behind the back, creates separation, presses ahead to Garrison. Garrison tries the left side, no good. Foul on Ella, her second.
Well, ain't nobody scored in about 10 minutes.
No.
Neither team, I don't think.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. The last bucket was that backdoor cut and lob pass to Natalie Smith.
Yeah.
That's been a while.
It has.
It's been a while.
2:10 left in this second quarter. Bray with the ball. Here's that defensive pressure Crawford called with the slap. I heard that one. Got a pretty good chunk of the arm.
Yeah.
Got to get your money's worth.
Second foul on Crawford. She does a good job of you know, of backing off when it's time to. Bray on the inbound for Red Bull. Gives to Massengill. Massengill drives the lane. She travels. Fourth year for head coach Tara Pryor, so not a novice anymore. He's been around this league a while, and when you're coaching in District 7, Region 4, you kind of grow up pretty fast, don't you, Coach Sims?
Yes, you do.
I don't. Not as hard now, maybe, as it was back in the day when you were cutting your teeth back in the day.
Yeah, when I started, boy, it was tough.
Some of course, Coach Rogers still around. Of course, Brent Smith, an early retiree. Got to say, early. I mean, he coached for almost 30 years.
Yeah,
but
he wasn't there when I started.
Right.
He was playing when I started.
Right. Jim Brown still at it. Of course, Coach White has decided to retire, yourself and some of the other greats.
Of course, we didn't have to mess with Jackson County too much then. They was double A. Well, about the whole time I coached the first round.
Yeah.
And we played them about every year.
Garrison in the line for free throws, and I don't have those season totals. Only about 5 attempts on the season from the free throw line for Garrison. She started to try to incorporate driving into her game a little more and making a couple trips lately. Missed the first, hit the second.
Got another point.
18-12, now a 6-point game. Minute 15 left in the second. Foul call on Crawford, her third, and officials starting to tighten it up a little.
That puts them on the line.
15 foul, yeah. Kalia checks out. Tyler going to check back in. Minute 14 left in the second, 18-12. First free throw good by McDuffie.
McDuffie has a chance to be the first player in the double figures here. She's got 9 with that free throw. Of course, 8 of those coming in the first quarter.
Scott Smith, Walden, Adams, and Garrison on the court. And she does. They give her 10 now as she hits the second free throw, makes it 18-14. Minute 10 left in this first half. Natalie Smith at the volleyball line, kicks to Baylor at the left wing. Now back to Tyler out top. Still working against this 2-3 zone. Smith in the paint, all the way to the hoop. Missed the shot, got her on rebound, power dribble, put back, and she's fouled. Natalie's really developed and improved her interior game in there, finishing a lot stronger than she did as a freshman and sophomore when she gets down into the block.
I really
in the
like
paint.
Her little pull-up jump shots. She shoots about 10 feet. She's really good at that.
You know, also 19-14, and each of these three guards, of course, Clay County really plays with four guards, Crawford that fourth one, but when you talk about Smith, Eads, and Garrison, all three of them very different players and complement one another well in what they do.
They're good players.
So second free throw no good. Ball goes out of bounds, it's awarded to Clay County. Here's the inbound. Brooklyn Scott gets the bucket.
That's a good trip.
21-14. Lead out to 7 now.
Need the hole right here.
40 seconds left in the second quarter. We appreciate everybody tuning in tonight to watch the Lady Dogs, this broadcast being presented by Wellworth Bank. Massengill defended by Garrison, 20 seconds on the clock. Now it's going to be McDuffie. He gives up to Bray. Now back to Massengill, 15 seconds in the hat. Black, purple, and gold up by 7, 21-14. Clay County with a good defensive effort, down to 5 seconds now.
You see the freshman, Tyler Adams, matched up with McDuffie.
Here we go. Spin move, shot no good. Buzzer sounds. First half ends. Clay County, the 7-point lead, 21-14 over Ed Bullen in the Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We're at intermission of the girls' game. Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 21-14 here in kind of a defensive struggle. And it's your time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County led 14-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was tied at 6 midway through, and then tied at 8 with about 2 minutes to play. Helen Garrison knocked down back-to-back three-pointers to give Clay County their largest lead of the game at 14-8 at 6 before Red Bowling Springs scored the final two to cut it to 4 headed into the second quarter, and then kind of an anemic scoring in the second period. Clay County just 7 points, and then Red Bowling Springs only 4 in that period. The Lady Dogs of Salina did outscore them 7-4 to take their lead to 7 at 21-14 here at the break. They're being led by Halen Garrison. Had those two threes in the first quarter and then a free throw in the second for 7 points at halftime. Ella Eads has 6 all coming in the first quarter. Natalie Smith, 4 all in the second. And then Brooklyn Scott and Kalia Crawford both with a bucket each. For Red Bowling Springs, Zoe McDuffie, the only player into double figures with 10 here at halftime, leading the way for the Red Lady Dogs. Riley Bray being held to 2 points, and Allie Bates 2 for Red Bowling Springs. Who trail Clay County 21-14 here at halftime of the girls' game. This first half breakdown was brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and so much more. You can do all of that at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Stay with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym. Clay County leading at the half, 21-14 over Red Bull and Springs. Time now for the local sports lowdown. Brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer. Hermitage Springs basketball. Last night, all four teams hosted Jackson County. The 5th and 6th girls lost in overtime, 15-16. 5th and 6th boys lost 5-18. Junior high girls lost 35-50, and the junior high boys won 47-30. On Thursday, the 5th and 6th girls and the junior high teams will be hosting Hillham. Salina K-8 basketball. I got to start off by saying that head coach Marty Maxfield and his boys, the junior high team, beat Trousdale County for the Cumberland Rim Conference title. That was back before the Christmas holiday. Congratulations to them on that. They were in Jamestown, both teams, playing York last night. Of course, the 5th and 6th at Salina K-8 is done. Those seasons are over, so this was junior high only. The girls won 46-16. Now, the first time they had played York, they only won by 3. This time they win by 30. So congratulations to Coach McElvain and the ladies. Harper Garrison led the way with 13. Paige Gross, 12. And Callie Baxter all had 10. Those three in double figures. Looks like the next action will be in Bobby Bartlett Gymnasium on Thursday for 8th grade night against defeated Raptors 905 and Tyreek Key. After going 14-0 during the G League tip-off tournament, they finished runner-up in what's called the Showcase Cup down in Orlando. And now the 905 have continued their hot streak into the regular season with a 5-1 record. Their last outing was a 110-114 loss to the San Diego Clippers on Friday. Despite the loss, Key played 21 minutes and scored 17 points. Up next is a pair of games tonight and Thursday in Mississauga, Ontario, as they host the Noblesville Boom. 6:30 tip both nights, and there was a good front page article. I think it was front page about Tyreek Key and the Dalhalla Horizon this last week. Thomas, you kind of got updated. I think you were missing the local sports lowdown updates and wanted to do one of your own, maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, how can you not try to recognize a local professional athlete? The first time in history that's ever happened for a Clay County native, and, you know, Tyreek Keyes has impressed us his entire career, and he continues to do so. You know, he's been right at that 17, 18, 19-point mark for the last few games, and when he gets the opportunity, he's making the most of it.
And that's the thing. Not only is he there doing it, but is he excelling as he's doing it? You know, I don't know. I don't watch much, Coach Sims. You saw some of it. I mean, he plays half of every game, and
yeah,
like Thomas said, scores up in the team.
Yeah, he doesn't start, but he comes off the bench. He's usually the first guard from what I saw in those two games I watched down in Orlando. He's kind of a three-point specialist. He usually sets up in the corner. If he gets open, he busts it more. But he can beat him off the dribble. I've seen him score a couple times like that, but he's still a good player.
Always good to follow Tyreek and everything else going on with the local sports lowdown that's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. The teams have switched ends of the court. Clay Canyon will be shooting the hoop to our right during this second half of play. Ribble and Springs working at the hoop to our left in front of their bench for the remainder of the contest.
Riley Bray, who had 18 against Gordonsville last night, just held to 2 points in this first half. They go right to her first possession here of the second half.
21-14, 7.5-minute mark of the third. Travel called against Red Bull.
Turnover.
Yeah, I got a good report from that ball game from a good friend, Michael Lindsay, who works, of course, for the Up-and-Comer Reporter. They posted a recap today with great photos by him, as always. They covered that Red Bull and Springs Gorgeville game last night, and that's where I saw the breakdown of the score, and that's impressive, 18 out of Bray.
No doubt. And Gorgeville's got the size to match up with Bray, so that's even more impressive. 7-10 mark of the third. Clay County looking for a bucket. Original five starters on the court. Crawford in the corner. Swung back to Eads now. Garrison with it in right wing. Still working against this 2-3 zone. I guess it's a 2-3. I don't know. It's kind of a rolling deal here.
I don't really.
Garrison.
It's more like a 1-2-2 now.
Yeah, kind of. It's certainly different. 6:45 and ticking. Eads, baseline drive. Dishes to Smith. Smith with the finish. Good assist. Good finish. Second hookup between those two tonight. The other one coming on that baseline play. 23-14. Biggest lead of the night for either squad. 9 points the difference. McDuffie in a trap. Smith and Garrison there in a timeout called by Coach Pryor. We'll go ahead and stay on there. Talk about our presenting sponsor, Wellworth Bank.
Yeah, of course, the Bank of Salina is now Wellworth Bank, but don't worry, the bank hadn't changed hands. They're still the same people and same service you rely on, just with a new name and a new look, because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you. Of course, for years, Citizens Family Bank's been operating under several names in different communities, including the Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina, and their heart for serving the people of this community is the same as it has been for over 100 years. Wellworth Bank, care in common, Daniel. We appreciate Russell and all the folks down there, and, of course, over in Lafayette, Tennessee, where their home office is of Wellworth Bank.
Absolutely, certainly do. Back to action. 6:10 mark of the third. Ball in the hands of McDuffie on left wing. Jenkins out top. Swings to Bates. More of that five wide look for the Red Ladies here.
Yeah. Five out, cutter.
Jenkins left wing. Then a hand back off to McDuffie and reset. Kalia Crawford and Tyler Adams, when she's in, both doing a good job defending McDuffie.
Yeah, I had that big first quarter, and then after that, just two free throws in the second. So good adjustment there in the second quarter.
Of course, Walden defending Bray. You mentioned how she's been limited to 2 points. Brooklyn Scott also helping out at times. Somebody thumped pretty hard right then.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, who or what?
Everybody appears to be okay. Ball's going Clay County's way. I guess a jump ball.
I guess.
Still this 9-point ball game, 23-14. Low scoring, but in favor of Clay County. First meeting of the year between these squads. Of course, Clay County, a 7-game series win streak going back to 2022's Region 4A title game that was won by Red Bull Springs over East Robertson. That's the last time the Red Ladies have beat the Black Purple and Gold. Walker's longest win streak was 13 games against them from 2017 through 2022. Overall, he is 20-1 against Red Bull and Springs, only that one loss in his 10 years against them so far. Jenkins knocks it loose from Smith. Jenkins in the paint. Dishes off to Bates, who's in the corner. She baseline drives now, shot up, no good. Eads going to be fouled over the back by Massengill. Second personal for Sydney Massengill. No seniors on this team for Coach Pryor. Three juniors, three sophomores, and a freshman. Of course, Red Bull Springs, one of the smaller schools in the state, enrollment-wise. Baseline drive by Eads. Good take by her. Didn't get it to go. Did everything right except the finish.
Yeah,
just didn't bounce.
Nice penetration and shot. Just didn't go.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Clay County. We're able to maintain possession. Brooklyn Scott and Tyler Adams checking in. This is the only action this week for the team. Of course, this coming Friday, we've got a college football playoff semifinal game. So I believe Clay County deciding they wanted to watch that game, Coach Walker and Coach Edwards perhaps. And I'm glad they made the decision. Garrison, third three-pointer of the night, first of the quarter. 26-14, Clay County up by 12.
Yeah, Lady Dogs of Salina have started this second half on a 5-0 run. In a low-scoring ball game, Coach Sims, that's a big run.
It is.
Lead out to double digits at a dozen.
Walden back at the scorer's table. 3:30 left in the third. Bray Rice kicks to Massengill. She's defended by Garrison. Spins. Foul's going to be called.
Yeah, what about that?
I don't either. She had the ball so low, it hung up on a Clay County player. Maybe a jump ball could have been called, but probably a travel. But a foul was the call. Garrison charged with her first.
Miss.
Crawford, the only Clay County player with three fouls. She gets a breather as Walden checks back in. Massengill at the line, shooting two. Missed them both. 26-14. Tyler Adams now with it. The freshman kicks over to junior Natalie Smith. Natalie with it left wing, puts on the brakes. Kicks back to Tyler, joining them on the floor. Walden, Garrison, and Scott. Jump ball called in the paint. Is it was McDuffie tying Walden up for it. McDuffie's a good little player.
Yeah.
Really good. And a veteran, as Thomas mentioned, only a sophomore, but he's played 3 years now. Of course, Redbone Springs being a K through 12, able to use eighth graders on the high school team. Bates in the paint, works against Scott, shot off the glass, no good. Brooklyn, the rebound. And now a foul called on Bates, her third.
I think they're actually a 7 through 12.
7-12.
Because they've got a principal for the K through 6.
Gotcha.
Not meaning to call you out. But
no, hey, I like it. I like it. I'm always quick to, Thomas says at least anyway, I'm quick to correct somebody else. I don't know.
Michael Owens, Michael Owens was the elementary principal for years down there. So
actually, the worst thing that I remember, of course, this is our 10th year of broadcasting. The most infamous one is Coach Edwards was still broadcasting with us. Is it doing a football pregame show, and he was breaking down the playoff possibilities for the Pickett County Bobcats. Mm-hmm. And I just had to inform him there was no mathematical situation that saw Pickett County getting in. And I think I offended him a little bit, Thomas, that night.
I don't know if he was offended. We sure had fun with it for a lot of years, though.
Oh, I miss what happened at Red Bull and Faith.
We had a scramble on the floor, and we called a timeout. They was wanting a turnover. They thought she was on the line.
I see. Well, we'll take that break with them. 2:20 left in this third quarter. Clay County leading by 12.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, carrying common. Lady Dogs have started off the second half on a 5-0 run. They've increased their lead to double figures, Daniel. They're up by 12.
26. Well, we scored 14. A little, but we need to score some more.
Yeah, need to build on this 12-point lead. Of course, the lowest offensive output of the year for Clay County was 37 points and a loss here at home to Gordonsville.
Yeah, that was
easily the worst game of the year.
15 the first half.
Red Bullen's lowest tally was 19 points against 19. Watertown in the season opener. Hmm. Since then, the lowest they've been held to is 35, and that was against Tompkinsville, Kentucky. I tell you one.
How'd they do against Tompkinsville?
35-50 loss. Lost by 15. And speaking of Tompkinsville, of course, Clay County High School longtime math teacher, Jessica Thompson, her daughter, Sarah, a player up for the Lady Falcons, scored her 1,000th point the other day.
I saw that on Facebook.
I think, according to Ms. Thompson, perhaps Sarah might be close to 1,000 rebounds in her career before she's done.
Oh, really?
As the three-pointers knocked down by number 15 off the bench, that is Riley Smith, the freshman. I'd like to have Sarah Thompson down here over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, that disappointed me when she took her kids up there, but their decision.
Of course, Gage and Lance, her sons, both playing football for the Falcons over the years.
Yeah.
Lance still in school. Gage is graduating. Minute 25 left in this one. 10-point game, 27-17. Not left in this one, left in the third quarter.
Yeah, Riley Smith off the bench for Red Bull Springs. The first points for the Red Lady Dogs here in the second half. Clay County still leads by 10, though, 27-17.
When 17's your total, you know, three of that's a big chunk of it. So shot in the arm by Riley Smith for her team there. Natalie Smith going to drive the right side lane, kicks to Garrison. Shot fake and a drive called for the travel, and there's that foot shuffle.
Yeah.
It's just pretty prevalent across high school basketball right now.
Yeah, most of the time, you know, if you let that loose, they're not going to call a travel. But when you pump fake and then move again,
right,
that's when they get you.
Right.
Basically setting your feet for the shot, but you can't do anything else after.
Except shoot. That's it. 50 seconds left in this third quarter. Inside to Jenkins. She's defended by Scott. Jenkins to the hoop. Off the glass, no good, but she's fouled. As we mentioned, Clay County, only action this week. That means 1 week from tonight will be their next contest. That will be at Jackson County against Coach Brown and the Lady Blue Devils.
A big week next week. I think it's Jackson Pickett back-to-back, Daniel.
Sure is. Got Pickett coming into Joe Sims Gym on Friday the 16th. Hit one on the trip. Makes it 27-18. Thomas, which Red Lady was that line? Jenkins, wasn't it?
Allie Jenkins, one of two. Cuts it back to single digits.
9 points the difference. 20 seconds left. Here's a turnover by Clay County. Errant pass, bad leads.
Yeah, she thought Hayden was over there and she wasn't over there.
Ella going to get a breather.
She got to be sick. She ain't played much tonight.
Must be. I've never seen Coach Walker sub her in that manner. Good job there by Bray keeping the dribble going as she went to the court. Slid on those knee pads but kept dribbling. Heads up play by her, keeping the possession alive. 5 seconds on the third quarter clock. Bray firing the three. Airballs it. Out of bounds was McDuffie with the rebound. 0.3 seconds left, so this one's done for the quarter. Inbound and touch it, and we'll be done. Clay Kenny's going to go to the break here. Up 27-18. A 9-point lead in the first Battle of the Bulldogs of this 2026 season. Black, purple, and gold in front by nine.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County leads Red Bulling Springs 27-18, headed into the fourth and final quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. We may have to rename this segment. There's not much scoring in the scoring summary. Clay County only outscored Red Bulling Springs 6-4 in that third quarter to go up by 9. for Clay County. Halen Garrison leading the way with 10 points. Ella Eads has 6. Natalie Smith, 7. Brooklyn Scott, Clea Crawford, both with 2 each. Joey McDuffie leading Red Bowling Springs with 10. Riley Bray, Allie Bates have 2. Allie Jenkins, 1. And Riley Smith, 3 off the bench for Red Bowling Springs. This Late Dog Scoring Summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Red Bowling signs of life to open the fourth quarter, come up with a takeaway. Only trailing by 9, 27-18. They've complimented these Red Ladies throughout the broadcast on their style of ball and the way they keep scores low with teams. Missed three ball by Smith. Rebound Crawford. She gets it to Ella. Ella across the timeline.
We need to get a couple.
Defended by McDuffie. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Going to be a full one, so we'll go ahead and go to break again. 7:21 mark of the fourth. Clay County up 27-18.
Big news coming from Twin Lakes. Introducing Tri-Lane Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Lakes Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Lady Dogs of Salina lead the Lady Dogs of Red Bowling Springs. 27-18, just under a minute here
for
into the fourth quarter.
Never have.
7:15 and ticking. Natalie Smith, right wing, defended by Jenkins. Gives off to Garrison, hailing back to Natalie. Natalie now going to kick back to Halen. Just a two-girl game right now over on this right side. Natalie looking for the layup. It's a lot more than the layup. It was a tough shot underneath. Couldn't get it to go. It worked her way into three different Lady Dogs and got it off, but just could not get it to go.
Yeah, it started a little short.
Three ball, a little short off the front of the rim. Kept alive by Bates. Goes off of Baylor Walden, I thought. It's Clay County ball, though, so it was Smith knocking out of bounds last. Still anybody's game here. 6:37 mark of the fourth. 9 points the difference.
Yes.
And it's a low-scoring one, so.
Yeah, second half, hadn't been much.
I yeah. Think. What 20, what was that halftime
21
score?
21-14. 21-14.
Yeah,
they scored 4, and we scored 6.
Second half so
a total between the two. Eads with it behind the back. Has it taken away? Bates comes up with a steal. Bates travels. No whistles blow. Hands off to McDuffie. McDuffie into the Red Bull in front court. Fires the three. No good. Rebound Smith. Natalie now going to come quickly the other way. Garrison with it right side. Stops and pops. No good. Rebound Jenkins.
At least we got a shot.
Yeah, got to have that. Got to have that shot. She usually does. Slowing down the pace is McDuffie. Coach Walker encouraging his team on. Coach Pryor sitting at the end of the bench watching her team execute. Bates into the paint. Underhand pass to Smith. She fires a three. No good. Garrison goes to the floor. No whistles blow. Not sure how she got there. Walden the rebound. So another chance for Clay County to extend this 9-point lead, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the ball in your leader's hands, Ella Eads, down the stretch here.
27-18. Ball in the Garrison. Halen works the left side to the elbow, spins it in the paint, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound Bates, hands off to McDuffie, and we head the other way. Just a low percentage shooting at from the field for the Bike Purple and Gold. Now a foul called on Crawford, her fourth. Fifth, she's fouled out. Oh. Missed one. So Tyler Adams will check in and go the rest of the way, perhaps, for Kalia Crawford. Crawford exits, I guess, with 2 points on the night. I know she had the first bucket of the game.
McDuffie gets back on the board, her first points since the second quarter.
8-point game, 27-19, shoots for the second, no good, rebound out of Eads. So Red Bulls cuts it from 9 to 8. Baker Walden, top of the key, gives back to Natalie Smith. Coach Walker directing traffic. And no surprise here in this one. We knew, particularly after seeing that 45-50 score against the Tigerettes of Gordonsville, we know nothing comes easy in District 7A. Red Bull and Springs on paper. Tyler Adams gets the bucket.
Man, we needed that.
On paper, Red Bull may be the quote-unquote weakest team in the conference, but that don't mean they're a bad team.
No.
4:15 and ticking, fourth quarter. Tyler Adams getting her first points. Assist coming from Baylor Walden. 10 points the lead. Bray with it. Working against Walden. Baylor's done a nice job with her tonight. Jenkins now going to work against Eads. Jump shot goes. Back to an 8-point game. Clay County in no hurry here with this 8-point lead. Smith works against McDuffie. Kicks to Eads, who works against Jenkins. Takes her to the hoop. Shot off the glass. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Red Bull. And Clay County will inbound. Off to our right from the baseline. If you haven't done so, go pick up your Dev Hollow Horizon this week. Thomas distributed across the county today. It's got in it the announcement of the newest group of members into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, the 2025 class. Four new members were inducted by the current members. That's who votes on that, the members of the hall. So it's a peer-selected group. Faye Watson, John Godwin, Darrell Collins, and Neil Bartlett, the four newest members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. And each of them outstanding in their own ways. We'll stay on ours. Timeout's taken here. Of course, Miss Faye Watson, longtime educator at K-8, taught so many over the years, but a great tennis player, started the softball program at Salina High School at the time. And everybody knows her husband, Thomas Watson, and all his influence, and then her brothers, the Strongs, and just Miss Faye kind of going in there where she belongs alongside a lot of her family members, Coach Sims.
Yeah.
Of course, John Godwin, a region MVP. If you're a Tri-Lakes Conference MVP and a 1,000-point scorer, that's certainly parameters for inclusion into the Hall of Fame, and he finally got there. Had to go on the ballot a couple times over the years, but he's been inducted. Of course, Darrell Collins, a body of work as a contributor, the voice of the Bulldogs the whole time I was playing and growing up, and they just made it exciting. Used to call the district and region tournaments at Avery Trace, and my whole sports career and those are the ones I watched was narrated by his voice on the PA. Just did a great job and coached a lot too.
Yeah, coached Little League and Babe Ruth during my time.
Yeah.
And gave a lot of us youngsters an opportunity to do so, along with Darren Doreen Reacher and Doug Strong and a few other guys.
We really didn't have a PA announcer till I talked to him about doing it full time, and he wanted to.
I tell you,
he did a good job all them years.
Absolutely created a home court and home field advantage that I no doubt impacted the outcome of all games. And
sure.
Of course, Neil Bartlett, the other one, late 70s, early 80s player. Big brother James already in the hall. His uncle Bobby in the hall. His nephew Chris going in alongside them. Neil gets overshadowed a little bit by those others, I think, sometimes. But take them away, and then he's more than what we talk about,
Yeah,
but,
both on the gridiron and the hardwood.
Exactly. And just an outstanding player at a time when there were a lot of others alongside him. So another great class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. They will be inducted at halftime of the girls' game January the 30th right here against Jackson County. So we encourage you to come out for that. A reception will be held in the cafeteria at 4:30. Prior to that, that is open to the public. If you want to celebrate those people, come on in and do so. Enjoy fellowship and refreshments with them. We'll get back to the ball game here. Just,
well, we haven't missed anything. Can you believe it? No score. We started
if they win some action, just don't score.
2:31 left in this contest. Still that 8-point game that it was when we went to the timeout break there.
Yeah, a total of 5 points again so far in this fourth quarter now.
Massengill with it. Into the paint. They call a travel.
Whoa.
And that's one
they
of those
call,
moves some nights. Yeah. That's fine. You can do that.
They call that. They missed one. A blatant walk out there a while ago. They didn't call
it. I saw you calling it for them up here.
Yeah, it was blatant.
2.5 minutes left in this one. Hopefully Clay Kenny can hang on to this 8-point lead. Eads to the rack. Scores.
Good job. We needed that.
Back to a 10-point game. 2 minutes left. First game of the new calendar year for Clay County. Red One Springs played last night. McDuffie's shaking up on the play. It was inadvertent. Not even a foul called.
I think he'd give it to us.
Feet were tangled, I guess.
Yeah, it went down and just kind of, you know, didn't brace her fall at all when she went to the floor there. Good defense by Tyler Adams. Hands up, body up, and stopping the talented McDuffie going into the lane.
I think McDuffie ended up, that's one of those she did not catch herself.
Right.
And
couldn't break the fall.
It ended up her face hitting a little bit on the floor here. So Clay County, the ball on the inbound. Hopefully McDuffie's all right. You can see her at the lower part of the screen there. Getting some attention. Tyler Adams to inbound from beside the Red Bull and bench. Minute 53 left in this contest. 10 points the game difference here, 31-21. It's going to be Bates called for the foul. Her fourth. She's been the enforcer, so to speak, for the Red Bull and defense. Walden on the inbound to Natalie. Clay County gonna
bring it on.
Hold on to this. It's been hard fought though. Garrison right wing, defended by Massengill, gives off to Ella.
What a little clock.
Minute 30 left, 90 seconds. Any win in District 7 is something to celebrate. Clay County going to be the victors here. Garrison to the block, puts on the brakes, chooses to let time tick off instead, and we're down to a minute 10. Foul called, only the third team foul, no correction, the second team foul of the quarter. So it's not even one of those deals, I don't think, that we're going to see Red Bull trying to send us to the line with three more team fouls.
Yeah, or get a steal.
Inbound to Natalie, knocked away by Bates. Obviously, boys' action coming up after this. Coach Edwards.
Red Bulls boys won a couple of games this
year.
Yeah,
won two. I think maybe two and something.
They didn't win any last year, did they?
No, I think they may have went over. You're correct. 2-7 on the year.
Lost their best player, so.
Yeah, of course, Aiden Cherry, we are proud to have him here at Clay County.
Yeah.
Third team foul being called. 50 seconds left here.
Yeah, you know, credit Clay County for kind of stomping through the mud of this
well,
one and stretching
out. Sometimes
you've
got to win games like this. You know, they're not pretty, but win's a win, you know.
Lady Dogs inbound again. Here's Jenkins again with the foul. And
held them to 21 points. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
They only scored 31, but, you know, I take a 10-point win.
Going to be a season-low output for Clay County, but doing so in a win changes everything.
Yeah.
Red Bull Springs 10 points in the first quarter, 4 held to 4 points each in the second and third, and there's three so far here in the fourth.
Well, E.J. got to the line. And scored seven, yeah, the second half, you know.
Just, you know, hey, great defensive effort by them, though. Doing some things with the different schemes to disrupt the Clay County offense. Eads at the line for two. First one's way good. Ella sitting right around that 80% mark on the season. Honestly, on her career, she's always been really strong from the free throw line. One of the best. Gets them both. 34-21, 13 points the difference. Jenkins going to cross the timeline. We're down to 40 seconds. Bray with it. Of course, playing back-to-back nights, you know, for Red Bull without a ton of subs, challenging of itself. Jenkins is jumper in the lane, no good. Garrison, the rebound, jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow favors Clay County. 22 and a half seconds left, and thought we'd be able to dribble it out, but we're going to have some pressure here. Going to have to work across the timeline. Down to 10 seconds. Clay County going to be 9-5 on the year after the win. Redborn Springs will drop to 5-7. More importantly, Clay County 1-0 in district. 7-8 play. Buzzer sounds. This one goes final. Black, purple, and gold win by 12, 33-21.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym for Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. We just witnessed Clay County knock off Red Bulling Springs in their District 7A opener by a score of 33-21 in the girls' game. We'll now do the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Didn't think it was much to start, Coach Sims, but Clay County built a 14-10 lead at the end of the first quarter. And then after that, single digits in all three quarters for both teams. Clay County outscored the Red Bull Springs 7-4 in the second to go up 21-14 at the half. They went up by 7, and honestly, that was a big lead at the time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
And then they extended it to 9 at 27-18 after a 10-point third quarter. Headed into the fourth and held on for the 12-point win at 33-21. Well, just kind of an ugly ball game, yeah, well, but sometimes you got to win an ugly one.
Like I said earlier, you know, I'd rather win an ugly one than score a whole bunch of points and get beat. You know, we played good defense, and they did too. You know, they went man, and then they changed to a zone. And, you know, I really think one thing that kind of affected us is Ella's got to have been sick because she didn't play half the game. I think if she'd have been her normal self, she'd have been penetrating, and we would have scored some more points, I believe, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought the threes that Halen hit there early kind of loosened it up a little. We went from about a tie game out to a 6 or 8 point lead. She hit two or three there, I guess, in the first quarter that really helped things. And like you said, from second quarter on, it's not like pulling teeth getting a point, you know.
It was.
We go, both teams, you know, go possession after possession and not get anything, but we won. That's the main thing.
Yeah, 19 points total in that second half between the two teams. And you're right. You know, Ella Eads struggled throughout this game, didn't play a whole lot, scored 6 in the first quarter to help Clay County get started, and finished it off with 4 in the fourth for double figures for 10 points. Halen Garrison with 3 threes. You talked about being huge. She also in the double figures with 10. Natalie Smith had 7. And then Brooklyn Scott, Kalia Crawford, and Tyler Adams all with a bucket apiece. And low-scoring game, 2 in double figures.
Yeah, well, like I talked about, we didn't get many points, but got more than they did. You know, so that's the main thing. Maybe
for Red Bulling Springs, Zoe McDuffie in the double figures with 10 points. Riley Bray held to 2, Allie Bates 2, Allie Jenkins 3, and Riley Smith 3. So we talked about Bray and McDuffie coming into this one. I assume they both average double figures or better. Holding them to a total of 12 is pretty solid
defense.
Yeah, that's
pretty good. One of them get those 2 threes right off the bat.
You
much more to score after that. We got to turn guard her a little. But you hold any team to 21 points, you know, that's pretty decent. You know, that's a great night defensively.
Clay County proving to 1-0 in District 7A. This is their first conference game. Big week next week coming up, Coach. Figgy County and Jackson County on back-to-back.
Yeah, probably the two best teams in the district. So we got our hands full next week. But I mean, we play with them. You know, we hit some shots and play good solid defense. I think it'll be good games, both of them.
I totally agree. Looking forward to it, and tickled to death to have you by our side for this District 7A stretch.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That's been the Lady Gold Wrap Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever. We're building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home. Online at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Boys action coming up next here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym in front of this District 7A boys opener. For both of these squads, both teams 0-0. This is the H&H Home Equipment Parts pregame show, and it's time for the coming Exteriors Boys 7A update. Similarly to the girls, lots of action has taken place over the last couple of weeks, Doug. Let's look at Pickett County first. They're 9-0 over this Christmas break, including most recently a 76-49 win over South Pittsburgh. That took place on Saturday. Don't have the full rundown of who they played in those nine games, but Pickett County seemingly just getting stronger as the season goes.
That's what it looks like. Like I said, typically when they in the holiday season, it's a pretty tough schedule for them.
Yeah.
So you expect that same this year, but they seem to hit a stride that's pretty good right now.
Yeah, to go 9-0 during that stretch, pretty impressive. Clark Range, a team that we saw play up at Harmon the other day, they looked pretty good. They were 3-3. Over the past couple weeks. Most recently, they had an 87-43 win over Gospel Christian Academy. That took place on Saturday. Just watching Clark Range that day, great hustle, pretty good length, veteran players, well-coached, pretty good team.
Yeah, the first day we seen them play a little before we played, and I thought, well, they're not real good. You know, they got pretty good.
Scott High, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that Scott County bunch was really, really good. And the next day we seen them again, and they showed, yeah, they're pretty good, you know, that Cart Range bunch. So good, solid team, too.
Jackson County talked about how good they were over the break. They had a trip, I know, to Florida. They went 3-2 during the holiday weeks. 59-25 win Saturday over Livingston Academy is their most recent action. So, you know, just we kind of know what Coach Thomas and his squad's got.
Yeah, and the same thing. Coach Thomas, through the holidays, he tried to schedule up pretty tough to get ready for what's happening now.
Yeah.
So,
Redbone Springs, to my knowledge, during the last couple weeks, they did not participate in the Christmas Classic, at least according to Coach T. They did play last night against Gordonsville. I didn't see a final. Did you ever see?
I didn't. I'll look at it again here in a little bit. But I'd never seen a final on that last night.
Of course, Clay County went 3-1 during the Harriman Christmas Classic and their own Christmas Classic. Tonight's action got Clay County hosting Redbone Springs, Clark Range hosting Jackson County. So we'll learn a little bit more about both of those squads tonight.
Oh, definitely. I said, you know, now you're going to start seeing what we got.
Yep.
You know, district play starting, you're going to see how everybody stacks up to each other. We know we got four solid teams in there. You know, Red Bull is probably at the bottom. So what, I mean, and should be. I mean, they're a young team and all that. But there's four teams that we know is good. So
Pickett County tonight hosting Cumberland County in Crossville. They're making the trip over. So overall records at this point, Clark Range 11-6, Jackson County 13-3, Pickett County 16-2, Clay County 7-6, and Red Bull and Springs 2-7. Boys 7-Day Update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Grainger Garage Door dealer, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, and it was 55-25 in favor of Gordonsville last night over at Bowling. Doug has looked up. Going to go ahead and do the full coverage. No, not the full coverage. That's last year. The Back Home Electric keys to the game is what we've got going right now. Our last thoughts before tip-off. Brought to us by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White. You know, similarly to the girls game in some ways, I think, Doug, as far as, you know, you're better than this team, but you got to go out there and get it done.
That's it. You can't go out there and just think you're better. You got to go out there and show you're better.
Right.
And like the district play starts, everybody's game changes, no matter who it is. So you got to come ready to play tonight, take care of your business, and you'll be fine.
You know, and to me, just from a psychological standpoint, this is one, if you struggle with this one, you're going to really have a tough time with the other three. So you need to have a good showing, if nothing else, just for yourself and say, hey, we can do this. We can compete in this district.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is you can't be worrying about next week yet.
Right.
And you know, our boys are aware of what's coming up next week. But you can't let that affect you in tonight's game and overlook tonight just to think about next week. So that's going to be huge.
Absolutely. You got to have, you know, can't be farsighted in this district play. You got to look at the one that's up right now. Thomas, a final thought from you before this one gets going.
Yeah, I kind of concur with you guys. You know, this is one where Clay County needs to come out, dominate like the superior team they are, and get, you know, some of these young guys some looks down the stretch. I know we say that quite a bit, you know, in football, but it's true here. You know, these guys need to see some varsity minutes because we may need them down this district 7A stretch.
There you go, folks. That has been the keys to the game brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more from your local licensed and insurance electrician. Count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. We'll do the Gone Country Cafe Bulldog starting lineups, starting with Red Bull and Springs. Head coach Dustin McKinney, a veteran, 2-7 on the season, one-game losing streak coming into the action. Number 11, sophomore Michael Murphy. Junior number 3, Josh Laws. Junior number 15, Gage Haskins. Sophomore number 10, Brandon Halliburton. And finally, who's that last one? Number one. Number one, sophomore James Lane. The starters for Red Bull and Springs. They're the visiting team, wearing those red travel jerseys, white numerals on them, trimmed in gray. The Clay County Bulldogs head coach Rob Edwards, 565 wins in his career, 233 losses, 7-6 record on this season, 0-0 in District 7A play. One game losing streak starting tonight for Clay County. Senior number 3, Aiden Cherry. Junior 00, Jake Copeland. Senior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 5, Warner Melton. And a senior number 2, Cole Eads. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Stephen Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Clay County's ladies 1-0 in District 7A play. Time now for Coach Edwards and the boys to join them. Doug, we've waited about 10 months on a District 7A game. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Red Bull and Dust control the opening tip. And I will get the camera caught up to the action here and try to learn these Red Dogs as we get going. A little easier to see the numerals on these red jerseys as opposed to the red on gray of the girls. Maybe it won't take as long. Murphy had it to start with. Now he's back with it. Murphy, a name that we called a lot last year. And that's the thing. You mentioned it, Doug. Young, but still, you know, experienced in ways because they've all played a lot last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plus and the minus is all in one there. You know, they're young, but they've got experience, so, and it'll just keep building.
Well, you go back to a couple of games ago, the year before last, when Redmond Springs beat Clay.
Yeah.
Same thing for those guys. Of course, they were led by the big tall guard, Copas, was it?
Yeah.
They had all played as sophomores and took their lumps and got beaten up by everybody.
Yeah.
And then senior year, they had a great season.
Yeah.
I see the same thing coming in a couple of years for these current Red Dogs.
Yeah, if you survive when you're young in this district, you're going to be very good when you're older in this district.
0-0, 1 minute of game time gone. Jumper taken and hit by number 15, Gage Haskins. And similarly to the girls' game, it's Redbone Springs that draws first blood. Nolan Adams looks over to Coach Edwards. Last outing for the boys was a contest against Sunrise, lost in overtime, 70-71. High-scoring game. Jake Copeland on the inside. His shot blocked by Haskins. It was a good play, but even a better defensive play by Haskins. Lane with it. He's to the hoop, off the glass, no good. Haskins with the rebound. Pretty good jumping ability on Haskins.
Yeah, looks like a pretty good athlete right there. So,
going to have to get a body on him. I don't remember junior Gage Haskins from last year. He may have started every game. I just don't have recollection of him. Clay County with the ball, trailing by two, opening minutes of the contest. Nolan Adams, three ball, top of the key, rolls around, no good. Jake Copeland, a nice offensive rebound, kicks to Warner Melton. Warner going to drive to the baseline. Puts on the brakes, gives to Aiden Carey. Aiden playing to get some former teammates here. He was with these Red Dogs last year, and now Jake Copeland with the Aiden Carey assist. Copeland was always good, Doug, at finishing around the hoop. Had that slight transition period last year when he would sub in, getting used to the speed of things, and he's really up to speed now, doing a good job.
And that's UB. When you're a young kid, you got the speed of the game changes here, and he's really done well and got that figured out.
Some of those hot passes like he just had, he's able to receive them now and go to the hoop with it. Missed shot inside by Murphy. Got his own rebound. Putback was good. 4-2, Redbone back in front. 5.5 minute mark of this first quarter. Aiden Cherry left wing. Spins into the paint. Dishes again to Copeland. Copeland going to go baseline. Kick out the co-leads at the top. Sean Melton says Jackson County 69, Clark Range 34 in girls action. So a lopsided win on the plateau for Coach Brown and the Lady Devils. No big surprise there, but I don't care how good Clark Range is or is not. To go up there and beat them a 35 at their place, that's saying something.
Well, I was expecting their girls, Jackson County girls, to be pretty good this year. They were very young last year, and they competed with everybody on this side, even though this double A.
Right. And we know all about the quality of coaching that they have.
Yeah, it ain't much better.
4:56 mark as Aiden Cherry is prepared to inbound, works it into Nolan Adams. The only bucket for Clay County, the Jake Copeland shot from right block as we near the midpoint of this first quarter, 4:45.
Yeah, if you're Red Bull Springs, this is what you want. Low-scoring ball game, and you can already see this Red Bulldog team quite a bit better than they were last year.
To this point, a mirror image of the previous contest we just called in the girls' game. Aiden Cherry missed on a three-point attempt there. Redbone Springs has the ball now. Warner Melton called for a foul.
No, they just called it out of bounds.
Okay.
They called a foul.
Good call. I thought it was a pretty clean play.
Yeah.
Haskins works it in to Lane. Lane ahead to Murphy. Murphy ahead to a teammate. That is Halliburton. Inside was Haskins. Shot no good. Rebound Clay County. Cherry ahead to Eads. Cole going to be called for the offensive foul. I've kind of been waiting on some of those. I've wondered, not just Clay County, but a lot of these boys' teams through the Christmas Classics, I've noticed, use that offhand quite a bit to clear space. And some that you can do it, some that you can't.
Yeah. Well, that is a little more obviously got more in the chest, and that's what the referee's looking at. If you hit somebody in the chest, usually you'll get that call.
travel called against Josh Laws. Looked like a good spin, ended up in a do-si-do maneuver and took an extra step. Halfway point of this first quarter, subs now for Clay County. On the court, Juju Vela, Braden Baskerville, Nolan Adams, Warner Melton, and Aiden Cherry. Adams misses on the inside. Baskerville, a rebound putback, no good. Baskerville played a lot of minutes at Harriman in the Classic up there, both contests, and quickly is starting to feel at home on the court for Clay County.
Yeah, he's given some good solid minutes since he's been here, and that's going to be a plus down the stretch for Clay County, him to be able to contribute those good minutes.
And not only block shots and rebounds, but, you know, saw him once in the first game against McMinn Central, pulled down one and took it half the length of the court across the timeline, ended up giving it up, but handled the ball and passed it off in a good fashion.
Yeah, good addition to the Clay County team.
Vela at the line, missed the first, second one's away, short. Baskerville nearly pulled it in, and it'll be Redbourn Springs ball. 3:35 mark of the first quarter. Redbourn leading here 4-2, Thomas, and maybe even a slower pace than the girls' contest.
Yeah, so far it may have been, especially in the first quarter. That's when the girls kind of lit it up, per se, in that low-scoring affair.
Murphy out top, running the point, works against Melton, and now foul called against Melton. First personal for Warner.
Yeah, you know, over halfway through this first quarter, and much like that ladies' contest, it's 4-2, total of 6 points so far. Doug, I know you sat through that girls' game. Have you ever seen a lower scoring affair?
No, it was, and like I said, it wasn't bad playing ball.
Not
it just
really.
Nobody scored.
Yeah.
Juju Vela called for the foul on them, ma'am. Going for the loose ball. As we mentioned during the girls' game, this is the only contest this week for Clay County. They'll be back in action 1 week from tonight in Gainesboro against Jackson County. Haskins works against Baskerville. Vela comes up with a strip. Baskerville picks up the loose ball, dribbles a couple times, gives to Nolan Adams. Nolan spins, shoots, scores.
That's what we needed right there, a good bucket. You know, right now Nolan needs to kind of take over.
Yeah.
You know, and just get the tone going.
Well, he's that leader. You know, no surprise there, no secret there. How it goes for him is how it goes for the team quite often. And as he heats up, everybody just feeds off of that.
Well, we play different when he's going.
Sure.
You know? So he just needs to get going and everybody just jump in.
Murphy at the line to shoot. Already in the bonus here. 2:55 left in this first quarter. Freshman Easton Garner checks in. Warner Melton checks out. Redbourn Springs takes a 1-point lead, 5-4 with the Murphy free throw. Got another one coming. Second one's away, also good, 6-4. Red Dogs in front. First meeting of the year at Clay County, a two-game series win streak against Redbourn, winning both of the games last year. Nolan, top of the key, works to the left, jump stop, off the glass, no good. Baskerville over the back foul.
That's a tough one there. Sometimes you just get penalized for being tall.
Yeah. And I think he did a little right there because I don't think there was much contact.
He's really good at going over without contact. And by the textbook definition, if no contact's there, it's not a foul, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I thought he was over the top pretty good with no contact. Them just look bad sometimes, and you'll get a call out of it, and they got one.
Yeah, sure enough. Murphy back at the line. He's a perfect 3-of-3 so far. Second one's away. Give it a 4-point lead for the Red Dogs. 8-4, they have doubled up Clay County. 2:30 left in this first quarter. Aiden Cherry gives to Nolan Adams. Nolan now going to give to Juju. Juju got tangled up, lost a step, and wasn't able to get the pass. Good pass, but Juju got tied up with number 20, Jax McDuffie. Timeout taken. We'll take it with him. 2:26 mark of the first quarter. Red Dogs up 8-4.
Welcome. The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live, Bulldog Basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. 2-10 ticking first quarter. Sorry to cut into your commercial there at the tail end. Red Bull and I don't know what you'd call them at this point other than to say they've got the lead, Doug. Not necessarily playing better really early, but Clay County just flat. Nothing happening much.
Yeah, neither team really.
Right.
I mean, neither team really, you know, they've just made more shots so far.
And that's it. Once again, hate to be redundant, but just identical to the girls' contest and how it started. McDuffie on the inbound works it across the lane. Sophomore James Lane being defended by Nolan Adams in a turnover here. On the court for Clay County, Aiden Cherry, Nolan Adams, Caden Copeland, who's checked in for the first time. Rounding it out, Juju Vela and Easton Garner. So maybe the first time we've seen this particular group of five lineup. Aiden Cherry inside, loses the handle. He was fouled.
Yeah, Coach Edwards kind of going to a different lineup, maybe to try to spark something here early in this one. As you said, it's just kind of flat so far for the Dogs.
Yeah, what you had hadn't been working, so mix it up and see if you can get a little rhythm going.
Nolan on the inbound. Uses a Caden Copeland screen. Works to the elbow. Kicks out to Garner. Garner good on the inside and the outside shooting. Ends up giving it up to Cherry. Aiden gets it back to Nolan. Nolan going to pull up from the elbow. The jumper no good. Got his own rebound. Juju Vela kept it alive. No one picked it up. Misses the putback. And the ball's going to be awarded Red Bull in after that shot. 8-4, minute 13 here left in this first quarter. Clay County not taking bad shots. They're just not dropping.
No, you can't complain with what you're getting right there because, like I said, good shots. You just got to score. Got to get some of them to go.
Haskins has it taken away by Adams. Adams ahead to Cherry. Cherry in the paint. He's fouled. Shot's good. Sending to the line for the three-point play.
Cherry just giving that one a chance there. Got hacked by two different guys, but got it to go, Doug.
Brandon Halliburton the foul. Yeah, sometimes you just got to try to make something happen. Makes it 8-6. Naden at the line to shoot for a one-point game. Misses that shot. Rebound Murphy and a foul called on Garner. Copeland won.
I think they got Garner. No, they got it on Copeland. I think you could have picked one right there. I think both of them had a little contact with him.
Sure did. And we walked to the other end for the bonus free throws.
It's been Michael Murphy at the free throw line. That's been the Red Bull Springs offense here for the last, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah. Last 4 points has come from there, from him. He misses one. Was perfect to that point. Jake Copeland, Easton Garner, Juju Vela, Aiden Cherry, and Nolan Adams. 50.9 seconds left in this first quarter. 8-6. Red Dogs in front. Make it 9-6. As Murphy hits the second free throw. Nolan Adams across the timeline, defended by sophomore Michael Murphy. Whistles away from the ball. Jake Copeland? No, it's going to be number 3 for Red Bull and Springs. Josh Laws. Did you see it, Doug?
Yeah, when Jake made a cut, he just kind of grabbed his jersey a little bit, you know.
Yeah, Jake going up to set the ball screen, I think, and he wasn't going to let him do it.
Yeah.
fourth team foul against Red Bull into the quarter. The next one will put Clay County on the line. Easton Garner on the inbound, no good on the shot. Tried to get it to go from left block. Murphy, well defended by Nolan Adams. Nolan nearly come up with it. I don't envy Murphy any right there. Nolan, one of those guys similar to his brother and his cousins, Jimmy Lance Burchett. You could put them on somebody in a phone booth, and it's somehow they just stay on them. It's like they're in a phone booth, even though they've got the whole court to use to try to get away from them. They just can't do it.
Yeah, and calls the turnover there to get Clay County the possession.
Nolan going to end up losing the handle himself, and Rebel and Springs comes the other way. They enjoyed the three-point lead. Murphy, all the offense for the Dogs. He adds another one. Michael Murphy gives the Red Dogs a five-point lead here in Joe Sims Gym. Three ball by Aiden Cherry at the buzzer. No good. So after one, Rebel and Springs 11, Clay County 6 in the season's first Battle of the Bulldogs.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, Caring Common. Here's your time for your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County trails Red Bull Springs by 5, 11-6 here headed into the second quarter. And 2 points apiece for Nolan Adams, Aiden Cherry, and Jay Copeland. For the Bulldogs from Salina, the Bulldogs from Red Bulling Springs being led by Michael Murphy. He's got 9 of the Red Bulling Springs' 11 points. Gage Haskins has the other 2, and they lead Clay County 11-6. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Salina Lumber. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Aiden Cherry drains it from right corner. The three ball makes it 11-9. Dogs down by 2. Nolan Adams quickly the other way. Spin, shoot, scores. Another of those patented Nolan Adams plays. Nice pressure. Somebody poked it free. I think it was Cole Eads.
Nolan poked it free. Yeah.
Aiden picked it up. Got the assist to Cole Eads, and head coach Dustin McKinney will take the timeout here. 30-second variety. We'll stay on air to talk about our presenting sponsor, Wellworth Bank, since we just had the quarter break. Thomas, I don't mind doing it if you need to tally some points.
No, I'm good. Of course, we'll just talk about them a little bit. Russell West and all those folks down on the at the four-way stop in Salina. They've been Bank of Salina for a long, long time. They've become Wellworth Bank. Of course, they had American Bank and Trust over in Livingston and Cookeville and Citizens Bank and all these other names. And now they're Wellworth Bank coming together under one name. But it's still the same folks. New signage. Pretty good look, I think.
Yeah.
The green and the yellow. And it looks pretty good downtown in Salina.
It does. All those branches now with that same branding and franchising going on. And like you said, such a big network of banks that I honestly didn't realize was as widespread and big as it was until they made this move. Clay County with the ball here. A couple good looks, Doug, but story of the night, just couldn't get it to go.
Well, but Clay County's picked that pressure up, got some turnovers and got that lead, so they bucked it a little bit right here. So
13-11, as you say, Clay County back in the lead here. We're making a four-point lead now. Nolan Adams starting to get hot. And here's that pressure you talked about, another steal. Nolan Adams with it to the hoop. Shot good. A double clutch off the glass. Just one of those classic hanging in the air plays. Warner Melton is still on the inbound. His shot no good. How many steals in the last 30 seconds?
A bunch. And like I said, that goes back when you score, you can get your press set, and we got a lot of turnovers and built that lead.
6:15 mark here of the second. Haskins no good on the jumper.
11-0 run for Clay County to start the second quarter. Nolan Adams with 8 of them.
Make it a 13-0 run then. 19-11. We'll take break. This time as a full timeout is taken by Red Bull and Springs. 19-11 the score. Dogs up. 6:07 mark of the second.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. 13-0 run to start the second quarter by Clay County. They're up by 8, 19-11.
8 points the lead, biggest of the night for the Black Purple and Gold. 5:50 and ticking here in this second quarter. Scooper's Trivia Challenge coming up at the break. Murphy, another jumper, gets it to go, about 10-foot variety. Michael Murphy having a great night here on Rob Edwards Court. Warner Melton fires the three. He's got the last 5 points for Clay County. Puts the Dogs up by 9. Warner knocks the inbound away. Red Bull tries again.
Hey, if Murphy gets a little action with him, they're not bad. You know what I'm saying? He's a solid player.
He is.
In the double figures with 11 points already to lead, lead all scores. Nolan Adams got 10 after that 8-0 run of his own.
Red Bull on the inbound. James Lane puts on the brakes. Hands off to a teammate. It's Murphy to the hoop. Murphy with the bucket, and Clay County playing quickly. I've lost the ball. Apologize for that. Cole Eads with the bucket. Eads with one of his first buckets of the night, maybe the first. Jackson County 32, Clark Range 19 at the half in boys action. Appreciate Sean Milton for that update. Nolan Adams adds another bucket for Clay County.
And I don't think that's real surprising in the boys.
No.
Jackson County, they're good, solid. They're going to compete with everybody in the state. So.
And Clark, I know Jackson County's much more than just McCreary, but Clark Range doesn't have anybody really to match up with that. Very few teams do. Don't know that Clay County does.
Yeah,
you know.
And I don't know that Piggy does. You know what I'm saying? He's just a matchup. It's hard for everybody.
Right. Yeah, just, we'll talk about him, a week from tonight when we're playing them more, but he's not a back-to-the-goal, stand-on-the-block post. He's so much more than that.
Yeah. He can do that very well.
Sure.
But he can take you out that mid-range. He's just a solid ball player all the way around.
Red Bull in with it. Lane drives to the elbow, defended by Cherry, gives it off to McDuffie. McDuffie tries to get to Haskins. Warner Melton knocks it out of bounds. Definitely think you've seen the intensity pick up from the Black, Purple, and Gold here. Some of that early subbing probably intended to motivate those older guys.
Yeah, no doubt. And starting on the defensive end, the turnovers on the full court pressure, Nolan Adams cashing the win.
Baskerville called for his second foul. It'll be Haskins going to the line to shoot two. Halfway through this second quarter, 26-15, Clay up by 11.
You know, Red Bull, they've made a lot of shots. Those are points come from the free throw line, so if we can keep them off the line,
that's true.
That's going to hurt them some.
Haskins misses the first. I mean, Murphy's got all but two. Is that right? Now all but three, I suppose.
Yeah, and Haskins has them.
I'd almost bet he won't get subbed for much. What do you say?
I'd say you're right. 26-16, Dogs up by 10. Warner Melton checking out.
He's one of the young guys, too, right, Murphy?
Murphy's a sophomore, yeah.
Sophomore, yeah. Good-looking sophomore.
Absolutely. Baskerville mishandles on the inside, picked up by the Red Dogs, and a foul on Juju Villa, who was just kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time. Second personal for Juju. He was wrestling Joseph Noblet for the ball. No seniors on this Ribbon Springs team. Their girls team had no seniors. Boys team has no seniors either, according to our roster anyway. Murphy with it. Crosses the timeline to the hoop. Scores. We just don't have an answer for Murphy at this point. 26-18 as far as stopping him at least.
Yeah.
Coleidge fires the three. No good. Juju Villa hustles. Gets the rebound. Keeps it alive. Nolan Adams to the rack. Foul. And he'll go to the line to shoot. And it was number three, Josh Lawls, who took most of the harm from that. But he was moving and obstructing the lane of traffic there.
And a pretty thin player, not much meat on the bones.
No.
So he felt that, I'm pretty sure.
And Nolan adjusting in midair and going to the left hand to get that shot off.
Just impressive. Nolan at the free throw line. Not always his favorite spot, but he hits that one. 27-18. Dogs up by nine. Halfway through this quarter. Making a 10-point game. 28-18. Caden Copeland's checked back in.
Nolan Adams has a dozen in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter for Clay County.
Pretty solid.
So watch his.
I wanted to say that when I saw the clock.
What's his total tally up to then?
He's got. What'd you say? What you got? He got 14.
14. Okay, just two in the first.
Yeah.
Two in the first, and then 12 in 4 minutes.
And eight of them came in about 30 seconds,
yeah.
It seemed like.
Yeah, it was
an explosion.
Murphy well defended, gives it up to McDuffie. Now back to Murphy. Juju Villa draws the assignment of defending Murphy. Murphy scores anyway, and that's tough to do with Villa guarding you.
It is, but I don't think we've adjusted to him being left-handed.
Oh, that could be the difference. I mean, that's
that's different.
Yeah.
I always said left-handers is cheating because you don't play against me left-handers growing up, so it's hard to defend a left-hander.
That's true.
Nolan Adams has been impressive, but Murphy's up to 17 guys here in the first half.
17 of 20. Four Red Bull and 28-20 is the score. Warner Mountain in line for two, misses the first. Juju Bella, Caden Copeland out. Cole leads Jake Copeland in, joining Jake and Cole for Warner Mountain, Aiden Cherry, and Nolan Adams. First ones, or second rather, is away and good. So hits one of two, makes it a 9-point game again, 29-20. Nolan pressuring the inbound, nearly came up with the steal. Murphy with it, working against Nolan. Nolan called for the foul. And we'll see Murphy go to the line. And here's another impressive thing about Adams. No one plays that close, tight, physical defense. Seldom gets in foul trouble.
Yeah.
This year, at least. Yeah. Just has done a good job of being clean with it. And guess what? Murphy hits another free throw.
Give him 20.
Completed the three-point play the old-fashioned way. That's like, I don't know. I mean, Tyreek usually didn't even have 20 out of 23.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to compare that to.
And it makes it a 6-point game, guys. Clay County threatened to run away with this one. They got out to, double digits about three different times. Murphy single-handedly has it back to six.
29-23, and Clay County in empty possession. Redbone Springs back with the ball. Red Bullen misses one at point-blank range. That was freshman Glenley Cowan. Glenley Cowan's checked in. So I tell you, you know, pretty deep bench for Coach McKinney. We've seen several different Red Dogs in the game, though. Of course, the same's true of Clay County. Several different black, purple, and gold dogs have made appearances on Rob Edwards' court tonight. 2:30 left in this second quarter. Clay County trying to build on the 6-point lead. Aiden Cherry, baseline jumper good. Obviously, this one a little different for Aiden. Anytime you go against a group that you know, it's tough, but much less a group you've played with.
Yeah. And that goes both ways. This bunch that's playing against him wants to win even more just because he's got a fellow teammate that left you.
Absolutely. A little chip on their shoulder about it, perhaps. 31-23. We're going to walk to the other end. Aiden Cherry was called for a personal foul, and due to the 5 team fouls in the quarter, bonus free throws coming. And once again, it is Michael Murphy at the free throw line.
Yeah, he's 6 of 7 from there so far.
2 more Red Dogs come to the scorers table, and this is going to be every Red Bull and player with the exception of 2 that is checked into the contest, I believe. .201 mark of this second quarter. First one was missed. Second one, good. I said the first one was missed. Is that right? Yeah. 7 points the difference now. 31-24. Aiden gives to Cole. Cole at right wing. Uses a Jake Copeland screen. Free throw range jumper's no good. Michael Murphy the rebound. Murphy a one-man show tonight. Dishes off to Haskins. He stops and pops a 3. No good. Nolan Adams the rebound. Foul call against Logan Eckhart, a junior. Minute 36 left in this quarter. So the scoring has picked up for both teams. I think it was 4-2 at the midpoint of the first quarter. Now we've got 31-24. Clay County lead, minute and a half left in the second. Nolan with it. Uses a Copeland screen. Works right, gives it back to Jake. Give and go. Gets the bucket.
Nice little set play there. Need the bucket and got a good bucket right there.
Jake and Nolan have developed some chemistry between one another. They've executed that very well in the last couple of games.
Copeland, we talked about it, the soft hands, and then once he catches it that deep, Doug, it's going in the basket.
Yeah, he's going to make you pay if he gets it right there.
Minute 10 left.
I think he had a season high, I'm not sure, in the double figures in that last outing, that overtime loss in the Harriman Christmas Classic. He had
Jake
10.
Did.
He did. We get that out of him, and he's working towards it.
There's another one right there. Jake Copeland putting together back-to-back offensive outputs here, as Thomas just alluded to. 40 seconds left in this first half. Three-pointer taking a miss for Red Bull and Springs. Clay County up by 11, looking to make it 2 more. Full court pass, Aiden Cherry to Warner Melton, like a quarterback to a wide receiver, good for 2 more. Red Dogs with it. McDuffie across the timeline. Gives to Murphy, jump stop, shot good. Murphy putting on the show.
He is.
Just having a great game. 15 seconds left in this first half, 37-26, Murphy has kept Red Bull and Springs within striking distance throughout. Nolan going to fire 3. Ooh. Give it to him at the buzzer. In Nolan Adams fashion, an exclamation mark to finish the first half. 14 points to lead now for Clay County, 40-26 over visiting Red Bull and Springs.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs here at intermission of the boys' game, 40-26. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. This one started off slow as Clay County trailed by 5, 11-6 at the end of the first quarter. Then they scored 34 points in the second quarter to lead by 14 here at the break at 40-26. And it started with a 13-0 run to start the second. Nolan Adams had 8 of those to put Clay County up by 8. They went from trailing by 5 to a 19-11 lead before Red Bulling Springs kind of gained control. And it's all come from Michael Murphy, who has 23 of the Red Bulldogs, 26 points. Gage Haskins with 3 also for Red Bulling Springs here at the break. But Clay County outscored Red Bulling Springs 34-15 in the second quarter. A total of 51 points scored in the second stanza. Just super impressive there in the second. Clay County built their lead midway through up to 11 at one point at 26-15. Red Bulling Springs cut it back to 6 at 29-23 before the Dogs went on a run. Jake Copeland a couple buckets, Warner Melton and Aiden Cherry, and then Nolan Adams hits a 3, a step back at the buzzer for his 17th point in the first half to put Clay County up 40-26. He leads the Dogs with those 17, 15 of them coming in that second quarter. Cole Eads has 2 points, Aiden Cherry 7, Warner Melton 8, Jake Copeland 6, but none of them top Michael Murphy for Red Bulling Springs. 23 at the break. Again, Gage Haskins with the other 3 for Red Bulling, who trailed Clay County 40-26 here at halftime. This first half breakdown was brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow, with us. Much more to come on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Scoopers Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym. Clay County leading by 14, 40-26 at the break. For many of you, this could be your favorite time of the broadcast, the Scoopers Trivia Challenge. It's brought to you by local owners Greg and Wes and Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina, right beside Subway. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free small milkshake of their choosing from Scoopers. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 1988, Coach Sims was in his second season leading the Lady Dogs. The regular season saw a pair of lopsided losses to Red Bull and Springs by deficits of 30 and 34. When the teams met in the district semis, it was the same result, but by a much slimmer margin of only 2 points. In that 40-42 loss to Red Bull and Springs in the 1988 district semifinal, what Lady Dog pulled down 12 rebounds? We'll read that one more time. A little quicker version of it, just the last part. In the 1988 district semifinal loss to Red Bull and Springs, 40-42, what Lady Dog pulled down 12 rebounds? If you want to take a guess at that, send in your responses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004.
Yeah, Coach Sims was talking about that tough league back then, and Red Bull Springs was one of those tough teams.
No doubt, no doubt. Of course, Lady Dogs just coming out of, the basement, the cellar at the time. And had some good players sporadically, but had not been too strong overall. And didn't take long for Coach Sims to get the ship righted. Rook Burchett says, Tricia Fox, outstanding guest. And it's incorrect, though. I'd say if we said who had the points, it would have been her. But not Tricia on this one.
That's one that's out of my realm there. That's the time that I wouldn't hear.
Well, it's a Smith.
That time gets me a little bit.
Rook Burchett has got it right again, though. We may have to put a ban on Rook. She's starting to set the woods on fire on trivia. Congratulations to Brooke Burchett. She says Jody Hull, sister of Jimmy Crankle, and that's correct. Jody Hull, one of those early great players for Coach Sims, perhaps somebody who one day may be nominated for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. But Brooke will be receiving through the mail a free milkshake certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Scoopers and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, offering hand-dipped and self-served ice cream, shakes, sundaes, hot fudge cakes, and more. Enjoy your favorite sweet treat at Scoopers on the bypass in Salina. And speaking of certificates, we need to get those football ones out, Thomas.
We do. Coming soon.
We've got that list, and we will get them to you, as we always have, folks.
Congratulations to Brooke. She's really doing a great job, especially during the basketball season here.
Well, she's one of those folks. Lived her whole life around here. Has always been involved in sports in different capacities, and just a wealth of knowledge.
Hey, and during that action, we had a foul on Nolan right there. Picked up his second.
Foul on Nolan, second personal. No points scored yet. 30 seconds into this contest. 7:30 mark. Nolan Adams to the hoop. So both teams have a player that have really just taken over here. Nolan Adams during that second quarter, a huge quarter for Clay County. Michael Murphy has been solid throughout for the Red Dogs.
Hey, as good a young player as we've seen in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, he's solid, good sophomore. He's good.
You know, the kid from Van Buren County that came in and scored 31 against us, we didn't call that game. I don't know what class he is, maybe a little older. He had a great effort against us. Murphy hanging right there with him.
Yeah, that's Coach Sullivan's son.
Okay.
I'm thinking he's a junior. He may be a senior, but I think a junior. He's with Nolan, with the bunch below Nolan, I think.
Haskins gets the mid-range jumper to go. Of course, we'll be making the trip to Spencer to call that Van Buren game. Whenever that rematch takes place, it'll be on Tuesday, January the 27th is when it'll be. Nolan Adams nearly comes up with a steal on the inbound. It's going to go out of bounds.
Well, it's no secret what everyone wants to do. They want Murphy to have it, so if we can kind of contain that a little bit, they're going to struggle, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Haskins, outside of Murphy, Haskins is the only other player that scored.
And look who's tracking Murphy.
Got Nolan on him. Let's see how many Murphy has this quarter. Nolan with two personal fouls, so he can play aggressively at this point. Nolan a rebound and outlet past Aiden Cherry. Aiden going to be fouled and go to the free throw line. 6:26 mark of this third quarter, 42-28. Clay County up by 14 as Aiden goes to the line.
And this seeing their Murphy boy makes me wonder if he's something to Brad. Where Brad played against me in high school. His dad was at Gamea. No, there, but you know Brad's here. Wonder if that may be. I'm sure there's a connection there.
I would say so. Aiden Cherry good on the first free throw. Makes it a 15-point game. Second one's away. Misses it. Haskins the rebound. Haskins hands off to Lane. I've got my roster flipped around here. James Lane, the sophomore, gets the bucket. Makes it a 13-point game again. The 15 points we just had was the biggest lead of the night for Clay County. Nolan shaking and making. Euro step. Dishes to Jake Copeland. Jake misses a shot on the inside. Rare miss, I'll say, for Jake. Lane threatening to score, but he steps on the baseline. No, he travels. Juju Villa checking in. Cole Eads checking out. Cole only with 2 points, I believe, in this contest. We kind of... Me and Coach Sims came to the conclusion, it may not be true, but we had decided Ella Eads maybe was under the weather due to some subbing that was going on with her and perhaps twin brother Cole maybe as well. I'm not sure.
We jump to conclusions sometimes.
Yeah.
Good excuse.
We made people, siblings maybe, that we didn't know where they were. 5:35 and ticking third quarter. McDuffie with it, the freshman, kicks it over to sophomore Murphy, and that's the thing, you brought it up first, Doug. Red Bull and a young team, no seniors, only going to get better.
Oh, yeah, and I said, they've got some solid players out there now.
Haskins makes one in, 12-foot range.
I think a little more talent than they had last year. I think if Cherry had some of these boys playing this tight with him last year, they had been, of course, this freshman, some of them.
Right.
And everything, but they're nice.
Yeah, Aiden, that's tough. When you're the best player on a weak team, it's just tough. Aiden Cherry knocking down a three. He's second in the contest, I think. 4:50 mark of the third quarter. Kind of hanging around that 14-point differential here, 46-32. Haskins on the inside. Nolan Adams comes up with a steal, passes ahead to Juju Villa. Juju, layup, good. Juju now with face guard and Murphy. Here's another steal by Nolan, but a foul going to be called, and it was a bit of a takeout by him.
Yeah. Well, I think a little of that, and him and Warner had a little collision before the collision. That may have got him into him a little more.
And I think it was McDuffie that he knocked over in it. McDuffie, very small player, yeah. A freshman out there. So, you know, credit to McDuffie for.
I think he's eighth grader.
Is he? Okay. Yeah, you're right. Jax McDuffie, eighth grade. Sorry about that. So, I mean, he's been out there most of the night, too.
Yeah.
He didn't start, but he made his appearance very soon after the tip.
Yeah.
And we've called his name. I'm going to go ahead and say he's the brother of Zoe McDuffie. And since we sometimes do that, maybe somebody can correct me on Facebook if that's not right. 4:15 mark of this third quarter, 16 points of difference, 48-32. Baskerville on the inbound. Only the 6'6" frame of Baskerville could pull that one off. Do you get an assist if you're Nolan on that?
Yes.
Because it was a nice pass, put it in the perfect spot. Nolan getting after James Lane. Lane gets to the hoop, kicks it outside to number 10. That Red Dog a little overzealous on the shot.
I think Baskerville kind of got a hand on that. Looked like he may have blocked that.
Well, that could be then. McDuffie doing a nice job of saving it before it goes across the timeline. Lane with it, left wing, knocked away by Cole Eads. Cole going to pick it up, give it to Nolan. Adams to the hoop, lays it off the glass for Baskerville, and I don't think that was a missed shot. I think it was a pass off the glass for Baskerville.
Yeah, and I got a feeling he's going to get to come talk to Coach Edwards about that.
Yeah, Coach Edwards wasn't happy about that one. Nolan Adams trying to throw it up for the Baskerville dunk, and, you know, even though it is a 16-point game
That's the perfect play if it works. If it don't, that's the worst play in the country.
Yeah, if Baskerville throws that down, Nolan's not on the
beat. Exactly.
50-32, 18 points the difference. 3:20 and ticking. Three ball by Halliburton, no good. Kept alive by Josh Lawless, though. Back to Murphy. Juju Bennett doing a good job defending Murphy. He has not had his name called in the last couple minutes. Baseline drive by McDuffie, kicks back to Lane. Lane defended by Cherry.
You have confirmation.
That is always, brother. Thank you, Melinda Massingill Green. Appreciate that. Both of them good players. So it's no surprise that is the case.
And Murphy with another basket right there.
So Murphy had been held scoreless for a couple minutes, so credit to Juju for doing that. Murphy, he's got to be right at that 20 mark or beyond.
Well, he had 23 at the half. That was his first bucket of the third quarter. He's got 25.
Baskerville on the inside keeps it alive. Colleach picks up the loose ball in the paint. Shot up, no good. Baskerville collects it, puts it in. Braden Baskerville with the bucket. 2:20 and ticking here in this third quarter.
Ooh, that was over and back. There you go.
Over and back call. I was looking down and Doug saw it. Doug, I've asked you before on there, but I forget how many years did you spend actively officiating?
25.
25 years. Multiple sports. I know a lot of spring sports as well. We'll go to break here. Timeout taken, 2:16 mark of this third quarter. Clay County leading in this battle of the Bulldogs, 52-34.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 52-34. A little over 2 minutes left here in the third. Daniel, Clay County kind of gaining control of this one.
Yeah, once again, very similar to that girls' game. Baskerville to the hoop, misses the shot, and on Adams taps it in. It did not go. Jump ball, no, a travel call. That's a tough one for Haskins there. They go back to the big second quarter push by Nolan and the rest of the team, created that separation, and it's slightly grown throughout. 2 minutes left in this third quarter. Nolan, free throw range jumper, good. When you're hot, you're hot.
Yep.
Minute 50 and ticking, third quarter. 20 points the difference, 54-34. Thomas, you called for some young guys. May get to see some of that in the fourth quarter, perhaps.
Yeah, and even Baskerville, you know, getting some quality minutes here with some of the starters and others. That's where you kind of build this thing in the dug.
Well, it is, and like I said, he come in right before Christmas, so
yeah.
The more minutes he gets, the more he helps you down the road. So. Mm-hmm.
And they've kind of seen that steady increase, the Christmas Classic games here, pretty limited. Up in Harriman, saw a little more time, and tonight, even more so.
You know, just looking back at some of the stats, you know, one game, he played 9 minutes, had 9 rebounds and 4 or 5 blocks.
Right.
So, you know, that's solid production.
Absolutely.
Right there. So.
And it's not just Hines. We've talked about it. Athleticism coupled with it. That's where, you know, you might get a rebound for being tall. You don't block a ton of shots just by being tall. Because
yeah.
His are volleyball spikes. You got to have coordination to do that. Minute 30 left in this one. Colleagues, shot faking a drive. Foul call against the eighth grader, Mr. McDuffie. So I guess Jack's probably played that junior high season, finished it up, and then moved on up to the high school roster. Nolan Adams, 3-ball, no good. Rebound Murphy, knocked away by Baskerville. What a play. Braden Baskerville keeps it alive. Nolan Adams misses the putback, so Red Bull and Springs. But, Doug, what an effort by Baskerville.
It was a heck of an effort right there to keep it alive and let's get it.
It happened so quick I didn't get to describe it, but initially tapped it. It was going out of bounds. He went around the Red Bull and defender, used the wingspan to save it as he dove headlong onto the hardwood.
Nolan picked up his fourth right there.
Four personals for Nolan. He's the only black, purple, and gold dog that is in foul trouble, I believe. Only game this week for Clay County.
Well, that's kind of odd. You know, after Christmas, you very seldom have the tank loaded up all week, you know.
Well, when the CFP decided to have a semifinal game on Friday night, that kind of changes that, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it did.
And that's a good thing.
That may not be the reason, but I'm glad it works out conveniently that way.
We'll call it that way anyway. That Rob helped us out there on scheduling.
I'm not sure which one that is. Is that Ole Miss, Miami, or is that going to be Indiana, Oregon?
I think it's Indiana, Oregon. I will check that as we speak.
Cole Eads, a big three-pointer there on the last trip down, makes it 57-34, so a healthy 23-point lead under a minute to play third quarter.
Yeah, that game's Indiana-Oregon Friday night.
Going to be a fun one, I guess. I don't really care a lot for either squad, but both of them outstanding. And I just discredited the Hoosiers all year. Well, they have, they're absolutely legitimate. There's no doubt about it. Going to be a fun one to watch these last two semifinal games.
You know, besides Clay County kind of stretching this lead out with their scoring, they've held Michael Murphy to just 2 points here in the third quarter, guys, after he had 23 at half. So,
that's
Coach
good.
Edwards making an adjustment.
Isaiah Burnett going to check in for Juju Villa.
You know, Lillo could be getting into his legs a little because he has not been out of the game.
No, he hasn't. He misses a free throw there, and that's where it shows sometimes.
Yeah. But I commented Daniel earlier. He wouldn't be coming out of ice, Coach. He's staying in there. He's nice.
Now, even a worn-out Michael Murphy.
He's coming out now. We're talking about he finally will give him a little breather. But now he's solid. That kid can play.
59-35, 25 seconds left here in this quarter. Aiden Cherry, Braden Baskerville, Cole Lee, Warner Melton, and Isaiah Burnett. The lineup. Down to 10 seconds. Cherry with it, defended by Glenley Cowan. Baskerville sets the screen, give and go, never got back to Baskerville. Cole Lee steals it back. He scores. 5-point quarter by Cole Lee. Coupled with the three-pointer. 61-35, healthy lead for the Black, Purple, and Gold. We'll be right back for the fourth quarter.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County leads Red Bull Springs 61-35, headed into the fourth and final quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County being led by Nolan Adams, who has 21 in the contest. Cole Eads has 7. Two others in double figures for Clay County. Aiden Cherry with 11. Warner Mountain, 10. Jake Copeland, 6. Juju Villa has 2. And Braden Baskerville with 4. Four Red Bull Springs. Michael Murphy, 26 in the ballgame. James Lane has 2. And Gage Haskins has 7 for Red Bull Springs, who trail Clay County 61-35. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become the cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Sean Melton saying Jackson County 60, Carcrane's 40, final score. So a 20-point win for Kevin Thomas and the Blue Devils up on the plateau.
And that's a good win when you go to Clark Range. I don't care how good you are. That's a tough place to win.
And, after watching the Buffaloes a little bit at Herman, guaranteed Jackson County had to work for it. You know, had to work to build that 20-point lead. 7:30 mark of the fourth. Caden Copeland, Aiden Cherry, Juju Villa, Warner Melton, and Cole Eads on the court. Caden Copeland called for the foul. And Haskins at the line to shoot, hits the first.
Well, he's a good-looking kid, too. Got a good body on him. So.
Yeah, junior.
They've got a good little nucleus put together there.
Hits both of those free throws. Puts it back to a 24-point game. Aiden kicks it outside to Cole. Cole left wing, fires the three. No good. Caden Coven rebound, put back, foul from behind. Whistles blow as Josh Laws will be called for the foul. Have not cited season totals tonight. Did not prepare those for this broadcast. We'll have those Tuesday night. on the road in Gainesboro. Always a tough place to play, and that's, you know, I was riding back from the Herman Christmas Classic with my brother-in-law, Kobe Garrison, and my niece, Haven, and I was just talking about District 7A play. We alluded to it in the pregame to this one. I said, look, you know, you go on the road to Gainesboro on a Tuesday night and get beat or something, you got to get over that in a hurry and get right back to action because, you know, after Friday, you're hosting Birdstown. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have a short memory, and just if you do drop one, which you're going to, especially on the road in this district, you just got to get over it and get ready for the next one.
Yeah, we top teams in this area, you won't split.
Right.
You want to win two, but you won't splits for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the goal to run the table undefeated, but reality says most of the years that don't happen. We've been fortunate, boys and girls, to accomplish that at different times over the years. But odds are you're going to have some tough road trips in there, and if it happens, just get better from it. Thomas, I know some scoring took place. Haskins had a bucket for Ribbon Springs. And that's the only thing. 63-39, we'll play one ad and come right back. 6:42 left in this one.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
A little under 7 minutes left in this one. Clay County leads Reveling Springs 63-39. This broadcast and all of our basketball broadcasts here on the Horizon Sports Network throughout the season is being presented by Wellworth Bank.
Murphy with it, misses the shot. Well defended by the Dogs. 6:25 left in this one. Clay County up by 24. Melton, Caden Copeland, Eads, Cherry, and Villa on the court. Nice little handoff pass from Aiden Cherry to Caden Copeland. Caden finishes with the bucket. Dogs a little bit of full court man pressure here. Haskins beats it, dishes to Halliburton, three ball left side, good. Brandon Halliburton hits
good
the triple.
Good little shot.
Yeah.
Good little shot. Spotted up, and they found him open there.
Makes it a 23-point game. 5:45 left. Cherry to Eads. Eads, three-pointer, no good. Caden Copeland, the rebound, actually taken away by Haskins, and a foul called on Warner Melton. Third personal for Warner.
Haskins got to get a two-hand shove in there. Two-hand chuck. I would have never got away with that.
No. No, Keith Dyer would have got you in a hurry.
Yeah.
Haskins to the hoop. Off the glass, no good. Rebound Melton. Warner going to come the other way. He loses the handle. Regather Baden Cherry. Cherry presses ahead to Cole Eads. Eads inside to Caden. Caden back out to Nolan. Like to have seen Caden went onto the hoop with it there.
Yeah, I believe if he'd looked at the rim, he'd have found out nobody was around him.
Warner Melton gets the bucket. 25-point lead again. Murphy with it. Another empty possession for the Red Dogs. They've tried to play quick here late just to try to cut the deficit, and it's not worked out in their favor. A lot of quick one-and-done trips for them. Foul on the floor. 4:40 left. Talked about it in the girls' contest. Want to mention it again in case we've had some late folks tuning in. Hitting the newsstands today, this week's copy of the Dale Hall Horizon announces the 2025 Clay County Sports Hall of Fame inductees. I think this is the 15th class, probably the 16th, actually, because 2010 being the first always throws it off. It's always one more than the current year. Nolan Adams, another bucket. But four new members in this class, as we mentioned before, it's always voted on by the members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. It is a peer-selected group, and outstanding class this year, top vote getter, Faye Strong Watson, longtime educator, girls softball coach, started that program at Santa High School in the late 80s, and just done a whole lot during her time. John Godwin, Old Tri-Lakes Conference MVP from his senior year in 2006, just an outstanding player, had a state tournament appearance his senior campaign, one of the early greats for Coach Edwards in his career, 1,000-point scorer. Darrell Collins in as a contributing member, as a coach and PA announcer, setting the tone and atmosphere for over a decade, you know, from the late 80s on through the early 2000s, closer to two decades, really, his body of work. And then Neil Bartman getting in as an athlete for his efforts in the late 70s and early 80s, and both on the gridiron and the hardwood, and just another strong quality class. Subs on the court here. We got Parker Upchurch, Caden Copeland, Fletcher Strong, Easton Garner, and Isaiah Burnett. But Strong gonna put it up. No good on that one. Rebound Red Bull, and they go the other way. Gonna have to get back for defense. Strong does, and he's called for the foul. But Doug, that class is the 16th going in, and just another strong group. Just speaks to the quality of people in the sports community in the area.
It is, and that two of that group's a little personal to me. Me and Neil, of course, teammates in high school, for me and Darrell, classmates in high school.
Yeah.
So, you know, got a lot of contact with those, and of course, John, watching him, you know, in his career here, so involved. Of course, Miss Faye, teacher,
yeah. Yeah.
Growing up. So that's just a special class to me right there.
Absolutely, they'll be inducted at halftime of the girls' game here on January 30th against Jackson County. 3:35 left in this one. Garnered Upchurch. Upchurch, top of the key, three in there. Upchurch always hot. Hit 11 of them babies over at Macon County in the JV game. And it wasn't just a rare thing. Every JV game that's been played this year, multiple three-pointers by Parker. Oftentimes 7-8 of them hit. And he's not the only star of this group. Easton Garner, a good scorer. Fletcher Strong's added points. Caden Copeland, Isaiah, just a strong group here. I believe they will be in JV Play Day action this coming Saturday at Upperman. That's
they
the
are,
plan anyway.
They are. This times hadn't been put out yet to me anyway, because he sent me a message letting me know they wasn't playing JV today, but they were in Upperman this weekend.
3:05 left in this one. So, hey, you know, 1-0, both teams are going to be in District 7A play. And like we talked about in the girls' game, getting a District 7A win, that's always something to celebrate.
Anytime you pick up a conference win, that's a plus. You know, that's what the old season comes down to, that conference schedule and tournament. So,
at the line, none other than sophomore Michael Murphy.
Yeah, that's what you're getting here. You know, the Clay County JV team playing against some of these starters like Murphy. See Isaiah Burnett getting the pace Murphy there. So that's how you help your team get better.
Well, and according to the roster, the only junior, I think, on the floor for Red Bulling will be number 4, Joseph Noblet. So basically sophomores on sophomores here. And that just speaks to just how good Murphy is. Travel called against Clay County. Checking in for Red Bull and junior Logan Eckhart. Checking out sophomore James Lane. Cowan with it. Kicks over to McDuffie. McDuffie across the timeline. Top of the key. Drives. Bounce pass over to Cowan. Now in the hands of Noblet in the corner. Just a lot of perimeter passing here for the Red Dogs. Stop and pop three ball by number 5. That was Eckhart. No good up the front of the iron. And now Clay County has it going their way. 2:34 left.
So now going back to this JV group that Coach Edwards got, if you hadn't got a chance to see them guys play, they play a pretty good JV schedule. Come out and watch it. You'll be impressed. It's a good team.
Yeah, they full time out taken. We'll stay on here and just talk a little bit. JV, strong unit. You know, Fletcher came in yesterday and was kind of aggravated. I said, what's the matter with you? He said, you know, we had to run it into practice. I said, well, you always do, don't you? He said, yeah, but we beat the varsity in practice today. He said, you know, we shouldn't have had to run. But so that, you know, that's good for the varsity. Yeah. They're getting pushed by a strong younger group of sophomores and freshmen there. And when you have a competitive practice that way, you know, there's years you can't do that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get better outside of actual games. When you can get better in practice every day, that just helps everybody, don't it?
Oh, yeah. When you're guys that don't get to play a lot can push you in practice, that's huge.
And, yeah, I mean, the only one I clearly remember them losing was the Friendship Christian JV game, and it was close, single-digit loss.
And had opportunities to win that thing.
Strong going to fire the three right side. No good off the side of the rim. Rebound to Upchurch. Putback good. Upchurch with five here. Has a triple, and now that putback. 74-47. Copeland defending against Murphy there. Coming up with a steal is Burnett. Isaiah Burnett going to be fouled by Eckhart. Third team foul. Strong inbound from beside Coach Edwards on the Clay County sideline. Works into Burnett. Handed off to Garner. Junior high team won the Cumberland Rim Conference title against Trousdale County. Is Easton Garner knocks down a three.
And I believe that's back-to-back for Marty. Ain't that correct?
Think so. Of course, Garner and Upchurch part of last year's win. So there's more coming from the eighth graders. So this young group here going to just be strengthened next year by more incoming freshmen. Garner comes up with a steal. Burnett picks up the loose ball. Isaiah across the timeline, full head of steam, kips to Upchurch at the wing. Now back to Strong. He fires top of the key. No good. Put back by Copeland. No good. Noblet loses the handle. That's actually Eckhart. Regathers it, and it goes out of bounds. We'll stay down now. It's going to be Clay County ball.
Clay County stretching it out to a 30-point ball game at this point, 77-47.
Strong full-court inbound pass to Copeland. Copeland to the hoop. He's fouled hard from behind. I don't think it was malicious, but sophomore Delton Dallas, who's checked in for the first time. Of course, he's fresh off the bench and full of zeal and gusto, came in with a foul. Copeland had one of those awkward landings right on his tailbone there.
Yeah.
Hopefully had enough padding to absorb the blow. First free throw's away, no good. Minute 17 left. Second one's away and good by Copeland. Copeland on the steal, the inbound. What about him? Kicks it over to Garner. Garner, three, left wing, too strong. Airballed it. Saved by Copeland. And that's what you get with Caden Copeland, folks. Just a great effort every single second he's on the court. Travel against Eckhart. Good defense by the Dogs, the black, purple, and gold ones, that is.
It is good pressure, good defense, this young group.
And they've got motors on them. They'll play.
And that's what you want to see when Coach Eric subs and put these young guys in. You want them to be productive for you, and they are.
Well, and one thing we see about them, too, we talked about the lack of initial chemistry amongst the varsity because it was the first time ever mixed mash of the lineup. Well, this particular group here has got a lot of chemistry. Played a lot together. Copeland rebound putback, no good. Upchurch rebound putback, no good. 45 seconds and ticking. And it's going to be Red Bull and ball. Coach, assistant coach Jermaine McElwain, pretty excited about these JV guys. I was talking to him at school earlier, and he's looking forward to Saturday at Baxter with them. Sitting alongside Jake Edwards, working with this young group. Two good guys to have involved.
It is, and it's always good when you got a good young bunch that wants to play, too. And this is a good bunch. So,
of course, you do AAU work with them yourself at times. So they've got a lot of different good influences trying to make them better. Upchurch to the hoop. Missed the shot. Fighting for the rebound. Burnett comes out with it. Kicks it to Upchurch. Three ball right side. No good. Copeland another rebound. Watch him go. Put back Caden Copeland. No good. Fighting for another. Jump ball going to be called. Possession that rule favors Red Bull and Springs. Caden just don't quit, does he?
Don't quit. Got to love the motor.
My kind of guy down there.
3 seconds left. A heave by the Red Dogs. No good at the buzzer. Final score, Clay County 78, Red Bull and Springs 47. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Lakes, the people who bring you better internet are now bringing you better wireless. Introducing Tri-Lite Mobile, a new wireless service for the Upper Cumberland. Enjoy nationwide coverage, the freedom to bring your own device, and budget-friendly plans, all backed by the local team you know and trust. Right now, when you sign up or upgrade your internet service, you'll get your first line free. Ask about Tri-Lite Mobile from Twin Lakes today. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net. Some restrictions may apply.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, this is the Farm Bureau postgame show. Really appreciate everybody tuning in tonight for this pair of black, purple, and gold wins. Both teams 1-0 in District 7A play. Boys winners tonight, 78-47 over Red Bull and Springs. We're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
I thought it was going to be a repeat of that girls' game, kind of an ugly drag through the mud as it started off. Clay County fell behind by as many as 5, 11-6. at the end of the first quarter, Doug, and then here come Nolan Adams. And the Dogs turned up the defensive pressure. They started that second quarter on a 13-0 run, went from down 5 to up 8, and just added to it throughout, led 14 at the break, and just stretched it out like they should down the stretch.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing, you know, first quarter they wouldn't score. Second quarter they scored, and that puts them into the defense they want. So once they got the score, they got to get that pressure defense, got several turns right off the bat and built that 8-point lead real quick.
Yeah, and it came from the senior, Aiden Cherry, knocked down a three to start that second quarter, and then Nolan Adams, 8 straight. Daniel, how many times have we seen him do that? Doug was calling for it early. Nolan needs to take over here. Well, guess what he did?
He did. He came off of that surge of pressure by the whole team, and he had several of those steals that aided and abetted that. Really changed the game, all in those few minutes.
Red Bull made a little run there during that second quarter, got it back to 6, but Clay County put it away. You talked about Jake Copeland, a couple buckets there down the stretch before the break, and then Nolan, with all the confidence in the world, draining that buzzer beater, Doug, to send Clay County into the break up 14. I thought that was a big run because Red Bullen had it to 6 at the time.
It was, and like I said, you know, the key was Nolan. He got going, and when he gets going, everybody gets going. I mean, they play different. And that's big, especially center step up there, and like I said, made that big three at the end of that to get us going again, and we just pulled away after that.
And it was all about Michael Murphy for Red Bull and Springs in that first half. He had 23, kind of single-handedly kept the Red Dogs in that game, Doug.
It was, and like we talked through the broadcast, as good a sophomore as we've seen in a while, you know, young player, he's nice. So future looks good for Red Bull. And I mean, they didn't have a senior on the team. Most of them, their key players are all sophomores.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Murphy ended up with what I had at 27, so Daniel there in the second half pretty much shut him down. 23 in the first half, finished the game with 27. So, you know, Coach Edwards making that adjustment, the team making that adjustment at halftime.
Yeah, you know, that's always been the MO, right? You know, we've had that long line of outstanding defenders right now. It's Nolan Adams and Juju Vela, where you can just say, hey, go get him, and it just changes it.
Also, James Lane with 4 points for Red Bull Springs. Gage Haskins had 11. And Brandon Halliburton, 3 for the Red Dogs. For Clay County, Easton Garner, 3. Parker Upchurch, Caden Copeland, 5 each. Brayden Baskerville had 4. Juju Villa, 2. Jake Copeland, 6. Cole Leeds held the 7 in this one, and 3 in double figures. Nolan Adams with 23. Warner Melton, a cool dozen, 12. And Aiden Cherry with 11. Doug, it doesn't matter who you're playing. If you can get that, it's going to be hard to beat. Scored 78.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you put up them numbers, you're going to win pretty much almost every night going out there. So that's good numbers.
Big win for Clay County, 78-47.
Folks, right before we close this out, I want to ask a special question of a special guest. Got Miller Gray Strong sitting here in Miller. You have been participating in junior pro basketball this year for the first time ever as a 6-year-old first grader. Are you enjoying it?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think you'll continue playing and maybe be on the court for the Lady Dogs one of these days?
Maybe.
Well, I hope so. I know you've talked about being a cheerleader at times. You've got one big game coming up this coming Saturday, your grand finale. You looking forward to it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. Kind of quiet tonight, but you heard it from her, Miller Gray Strong. One more thing, yes.
Good night.
Good night, she said. We're not done, though. That was the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by EcoPanels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. We'll play one more promo, come back, and announce the TDS top performers.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live for the final time tonight, 1-0 in District 7A play for both teams. We're going to go ahead and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. Girls game, a bit of a different one tonight. If you were watching that one, you know what I'm talking about. Slower pace, slower scoring. Needed a spark at times. And kind of got that spark from junior shooting guard Halen Garrison. Thomas will have the full rundown of it. I think three threes that she hit tonight. And in a low-scoring game, having those was a big deal because that's something that Red Bull and Spring struggled to do. They didn't have a lot of success from outside. Halen is developing her game, starting to have some drives. We saw her working on that tonight. Never got one to go on the inside, but just putting on film that you're going to be a driver makes other folks have to worry about that other than just standing behind the arc and firing the three, which we know she's good at. But just continuing to improve and, you know, going to be scary good if she keeps getting better.
Yeah, no doubt. And it was more about the type of game that it was, I think. Daniel, you said it. You know, it was a tied up, an even ball game, and Halen Garrison knocked down back-to-back threes and gave Clay County a lead, Doug, and they never relinquished it after that, even though it was just 6-7 points at a time. But those shots, to me, gave them the cushion they needed.
Yeah, I think that last one she hit put them in a double-digit lead the first time, and then they kind of held on and done what they need to do there. So that's huge in a game like that to get up double digits because it gives you a little more flex anyway. So good job of Halen to get us there.
Yeah, finishing the double figures. I know she led all scorers as far as the Lady Dogs with 19 in that last outing at the Harriman Christmas Classic, knocked down 5. So just a difference maker for this team. When you get one of those big threes to go, it changes the ballgame.
Yeah, and I love it when she gets that hot hand. You saw her hit back-to-back, I think on back-to-back trips, and that's just so big. That's just when you get that swing like that. Speaking of momentum and scoring streaks and stuff like that, you got to talk about Nolan Adams and the boys' game. I mean, just took over. You stopped and talked about it, Thomas. You said in the last 4 minutes he's had whatever it was.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Like
15 12, points.
12
or yeah, 12 in 4 minutes or something. And we talked about it. 8 of those came in about 30 seconds. And that's what Nolan Adams does, and that's what we've seen. You know, I don't know. I go back to Tyreek Key. I go back to Grant Strong of late. You know, they just score in bursts, explosions, and that's what Nolan Adams does too, Doug.
Yeah, well, I made the comment after that first quarter was a little flat. I said, you know, Nolan just needs to take over for us. And he did, and then the game changed. Everybody just fell in and started just playing different. And, that's what you want out of your leader, just, take over and then everybody jump in and do, and that's what happened.
Yeah, and it wasn't just that drive. I mean, we know what he can do when he drives the lane. He hangs. He shouldn't be able to finish the shots that he finishes in there, but at his size. I mean, no knock against him, but he shouldn't be able to. But he does somehow. But tonight it was perfect from the free throw line. He knocked down a couple of threes from deep. One huge momentum three at the buzzer heading into halftime. But I don't know. Just super impressive to finish with 23-15 in that decisive second quarter, Daniel.
Yeah, it was decisive. It really opened it up. And, you mentioned some great names there. And you got to mention him right along with them. You know,
you do.
We've talked about it before. Are there more pure shooters? Yeah. Are there better ball handlers? Yeah. Are there better passers? Yeah. I said in football, I'll say it the same in here. I don't know exactly what it is that he's better at than anybody else, but there is something that he's the best I've seen do whatever it is at.
Well,
I don't know which one it is.
A better competitor than Nolan Adams. Fearless, driving to the hole, whatever. You know, whatever he plays, whatever he does, he's just fearless doing it. He feels like he's the best out there, and that chip on his shoulder makes him the best.
I think that's
it.
I think that's the – you nailed it. That's the piece that, more than any of the greats we've seen here, he leads in that category, no doubt. No doubt. Not too far behind in any of the other categories either.
Yeah.
Tonight's TDS top performers, Halen Garrison and Nolan Adams. That's proudly brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. A good night here in Joe Sims Gym. Always, you can say that when you get both wins in a conference doubleheader. We'll be on break until 1 week from tonight, and then we'll be on the road. Won't be no breaks down there. It'll be a hard-fought para contest in Gainesboro. Always a tough place to play. One of those places that if you get to analyzing Coach Edwards' career and his record in different gyms and stuff, that's one of them that we've had some fits in.
Yeah.
And it's not always because we took a weak team down there.
No.
We ain't had too many weak teams. It's just a tough place. It's a tough place.
It is, and like I said, next week may be the toughest schedule anybody's going to have all year in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, for both teams.
Boys and girls.
Yeah. And, Clay County, Jackson County, Pickett County. Synonymous.
What else do you want?
That's right.
What else do you want?
So come out for these ball games. Come to Joe Sims Gym on that Friday night. It's got to be a huge crowd
It
needs to be. County, Clay County, right here at Joe Sims Gym.
Shame on Clay County if Birdstown travels better than we
do. That's right. Come out here.
I'm challenging.
And it's not that far to Gainesboro either.
That's right. Weather's great. It ain't cold.
That's right.
You know? Anyway, folks. We love our listeners. We love our sponsors. We just we thank both groups because without either one of those groups, we wouldn't be here doing this. We love the dogs and just glad to be able to provide this service for you. For Joe Sims, for Doug Strong, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.